Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Net to the Air It Out callers. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really singing something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, it's that bitch. Sorry, y'all. I have to apologize for the delay. I am so sorry. So anyway, we starting tonight at 10:30. It's up to all my Air It Outers. I'm that chick Faya, of course. I have my special co-host with me tonight. So I'm going to get to him in a minute. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And I'm going to be doing some new changes to it. So make sure y'all pay attention. For those that are on the web listening, hit us up at 347-677-1163. And also, we got some stuff coming up in January. I want to let y'all know about parties. Got a little showcase going on. So definitely tune in to the website and make sure y'all pay attention to that because I'll be posting it. We got some special guests coming on tonight. Lola Monroe. Rashida, Georgia Peach, and we have Red Dot. So, like I said, make sure y'all tune in. I know we on for 3 hours, but, you know, definitely stay tuned in because it's going to be crazy, bananas. But anyway, I'm going to get to my man, my co-host. I'm going to let him introduce himself. I had to take a little break here. I'm telling y'all, like, have so many crazy problems. You don't even want to believe. But we here now. It's on. E-Burners, what's going on?
Burners in the building with the chick fire. Let's make history, baby.
Yes, yes. Oh my God. Crazy.
Yeah, crazy week.
Yeah, you know what? We've only been on for like a minute in the lock. You don't even want to look at the phone call. Mm-hmm. Anyway, how are you, Burner? How are you?
I'm good. Maintaining. Any way I can help, you know.
Yes. You were the perfect candidate for this.
I try.
One. Yeah. As you know, you're a regular and everything, so it was only right that I asked you first. So, and for those that don't know, I will be asking people periodically to come host the show with me. So, if you're interested, definitely let me know. Hit me up in my inbox or whatever. So,
and just keep it real, pro. That's all.
Definitely.
Why not?
Yeah, so you excited? You excited about our guest?
Of course, always. Always excited when I'm on the radio.
Yes, right.
You know,
I know, right?
Get heard. Hey, that's what everybody calling up here for, to get heard, man. Get heard.
Free
call
promo.
Up, get heard, man. That's all.
Free promo.
Yes. It'll cost y'all nothing.
Not a damn thing. So anyway, We got Miss Expos.
Miss Expos, head of Expos.
Yes, yes. I'm real excited about that. So, you know, she's going to be on tonight and dishing her dirt, the dirt with the skirt. What, how she doing the, yeah, I think I said it right.
Yeah, the skirt with the dirt.
The skirt with the dirt, yeah. Oh, she's going to kill me for that. But anyway, we got her coming on, and we got our guests. I mean, it's going to be crazy. The line just bananas.
Yeah, I was just busting it up with Rashida on Twitter. She ready.
Is she? Oh, my God. I'm so excited. I feel like a groupie. But you know what? It's like, I know that's crazy, but, like, I get excited when the girls come on because we don't really have that many females, you know? We don't have any
females. I know you represent for your, ladies. That's a good thing, though.
Yeah, it is, man.
Especially with it being so scarce in the hip-hop game. That's a real good thing.
Definitely. So.
And she is definitely bringing it. And
yeah,
Lola, both of them getting money.
Both of them.
Yeah.
Both of them.
You got two special ones on tonight.
Yes. The fellas is definitely going to be tuned in because they want to know what's going on with her. And, mm-hmm. you know. They want to know if she got a man and question all that other stuff, too. So, but anyway.
Keep it professional, fellas. That's all. Just keep
it
professional.
Yeah. That's all that is. I'm going to get into one song, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to get to Miss Expos real quick. So don't go nowhere, E-Burners. We're going to be right back.
Air it out.
Air it out radio.
Hey. How you doing, Mama? You Lonely at the Bar, and it's one of my favorite songs. Would you like to dance? Let's go.
I juke. Dancing like we both in a birthday suit. Ah, must admit she cute. Oh, holding on tight, gon' work that boo. I'ma just follow what your booty do. My buddy on bone, cause it's calling you. What's your name? Hey, Taylene, lovely name. My fresh better smell like game. Touching that frame, about to go insane. Trying to keep control, but you're hard to tame. Came with the player till she feel it game. Once you leave my side, it won't be the same. This rat, you're one old kind dame. One kind dame, I'm to blame. My, I got you tripping, I'ma sing that thing. My, you got me going with that. Roll your hips and bring it back. Make me wanna throw a stack. Let's engage and don't detach. Touch me like you own me. I know that you don't know me. That just come with time, so sure it cannot be a homie. Yeah, that's how I feel about you, mama. Huh? Can I be your homie? Yeah. I'ma get it, I'ma get at that. I want you, you should want me back. Patting them kisses up and down your back, so wet, so soft, now you're feeling that. Hold up, don't get me wrong. I had you in mind when I wrote this song. Girl, it's on, wanna get you home. We're alone, make you moan. This is for your benefit. Let me guide you into it. Let me kiss that kitty kit. Suck my fingers just a bit. We ain't doing nothing wrong. Baby girl, you taste the bomb. Please explode that, turn me on. Come back to earth, I had you gone. My, you got me gone with that. Roll your hips and bring it back. Make me wanna throw a stack. Let's engage and don't detach. Touch me like you own me. I know that you don't know me. That just come with time, so sure it cannot be a homie. Yeah. As I feel about you, mama. Can I be your homie? Yeah.
Mama, I can't even help it. That's how I feel, you know? Got to be honest, right? That's the easy path in life. That's what it is. I know we in the club, but that dancing, it got me. Got me going crazy, so why don't we go get something to eat at, you know? Go get some breakfast. Matter of fact, come to me, cut a mile, I'll cook. I promise I'll be good. Let's go.
Radio. It's that chick fire.
E-burners. Let's go.
Exactly. You know, we got our gossip on the line now. We're about to get to her.
Miss Expose.
That's right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is our first time having her. E-burners, this is all about you. So go ahead and introduce her, you know, her intro, and then we're going to get to
Okay. This is Miss Expose coming out of South Florida with the dirt. You know, E-burners on the intro. Bring it in, baby.
It's Miss Expose, yeah, she here to expose everybody from Brooklyn and South Florida. Knows the skirt with the dirt, she does her homework. Stop acting like a lame, you don't want your feelings hurt. Back down the PA, y'all know how she plays. I can make her bring this shit back like a DJ. Like a DJ, check out what's good. She about to give you the low down on the hood. It's Air It Out Radio, gossip is the topic. Intersect, watch Miss X on driving. The block talk beauty, it's only her duty. The dish out the drama, the rumors exclude me. Can't stop slipping, she going too hard. Like Brad B admitting how I'm gay, my flow job. Now that's sick, and it's about time. Y'all tune in to MissExpo.com. Let's go.
Go ahead, Mama.
Oh, I love it, love it, love it. What's up, y'all? How's everybody doing? I'm so excited to be on Air It Out Radio.
Yeah.
Well,
nice to have you.
As you know, y'all, on this expose, the skirt with the dirt, and this week's scoop was crazy. The hip-hop police weren't playing around this weekend. Rap Mano was arrested in New York this past weekend for ignoring officers' traffic directions. I didn't even know you get arrested for doing stuff like that. Suge Knight, who has a long arrest record, was arrested on an outstanding traffic warrant as he left an L.A. restaurant early Saturday. I hear he's released, but I'm sure he'll be back in anytime soon. And lastly, Wiz Khalifa was arrested on drug possession following his show at East Carolina University over the weekend. I don't know what's going on, but our rappers got to get it together. Yeah. Moving right along, Flo Rida hit the red carpet with new girlfriend Eva Marcelle Pickford, you know, America's Next Top Model winner, at Flo Rida's official album release party in Hollywood, California. So I wonder how Brandy feels about this, because he couldn't even take her to the Grammys. And then the buffoonery files, former NBA star Antoine Walker is being sued for $5 million. You know what for? Because a man is claiming that the athlete stole his fiance and then laughed in his face. He's suing him for $5 million. In the lawsuit, the man says that he caught his fiance having an intimate moment, quote unquote, with Walker. When he approached the two, Walker laughed and taunted him with the intent of causing him emotional distress. So he's suing him $5 million for that? Shit. This crazy hot mess.
$5 million.
Hot mess.
Poor girl.
So check this out. Actor Wesley Snipes was ordered by the U.S. Marshals officer to surrender at a federal prison in Pennsylvania this week to start his 3-year sentence for failing to pay taxes. So he tried to appeal. It's not happening. Wesley Snipes is going to jail, y'all. 3 years.
Damn,
Wesley. And he ain't the only person not paying their taxes. Kelly Rowland, formerly of Destiny Child, owes more than $100,000 in delinquent federal taxes. Now, what'd she do with all that, you know, Destiny's Child money? I just don't get it.
Beyonce got it.
I think these entertainers think that they're tax exempt. Makes no sense at all.
Back up dance with Beyonce.
And Nelly, you know, rapper Nelly,
mm-hmm.
he's lashing out at his record label over weak sales of his new album, 5.0. The rapper's latest album started at number 10 in the U.S. Nelly said his label, Motown Records, failed to promote the LP properly after a string of fans tweeted him admitting that they had no idea the record was out. But sorry, Nelly, I think the album was just whack. Sorry.
Wow.
Hey, I'm just saying. And lastly, y'all remember Montel Jordan? This is how we do it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well, he's officially given up R&B to become a minister. Montel exposed via Twitter that he will assume his position as a new worship pastor at Victoria World Church in Newark, Georgia. So he's given up R&B, going straight to being a minister. I hope he don't get down like Eddie Long, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
Oh. Anyways, to catch more of Miss Exposé Scoop of the Day, log on to www.missexpose.com. That's MissExpose. Smooches! Back to you, Fire. Thank
Aww,
you.
That was so cute. This Expo, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all check her out. She's definitely doing her thing. That's where I get all my gossip from. No.
Expos. Hear the Expos.
Definitely fucks with her. So anyway, we're going to hit some of these calls up, Brenna. We got one of our guests coming on at 11 o'clock. I'm telling y'all, I apologize for us being late, but I had some serious issues with my computer, and we don't even want to get into it. So anyway, we're going to hit up the calls, some calls, e-burners, so let's see what's going on.
Okay, let's get to them.
For those that are slow and y'all haven't been on, or this is your first time, we call your last four digits. When I call them, we call them basically, we're talking to you, speak up and introduce yourself and let everybody know what you've got going on, da-da-da. So anyway, 5239 Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
A fire.
What's going on?
Man, I'm chilling. Damn, I'm the first nigga you call on the job. I'm iced up.
Okay. So
what's
we talking
good,
to?
Who I'm talking to?
No, who are we talking to?
This Ran Live.
Okay,
Ran
yeah. I know who it is, but you gotta let
big
everybody
know.
Big up
to the new host. What's up, homie?
What's good, homie?
Yo,
what's
big up to you, man. Yeah, I do. Your name do ring a bell, man. You was spitting some real freestyle shit a couple weeks ago. I heard that. I fucks with you.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I bang your shit too, man.
That's
all love,
up,
man. We here to promote y'all, man. You know.
Definitely. So, Ren, what's going on with you? I know we like,
I'm on my way to go pick up my video right now. So I'm on my way to go pick up that, get the flash drive of that, load it up to YouTube, Facebook, MySpace. You know what I mean? I'm getting focused, man. You know this joint about to drop February 2nd, DVD, CD, and one case. Man, this shit is going down. Batcave, I'm saying big up the Rug, P-Funk, man. Rug engineered a lot of it, most of it, and Funk, you know, he engineered the rest of it. So, you know, the big up to the Batcave.
Batcave.
All right, so, we need to get into the topic of today, and we're all, like, uncoordinated. Well, I'm uncoordinated. But anyway, the topic today is, what are some signs that your relationship is failing? So we're going to get you to answer that real quick.
Yo, when your chick ain't coming the fuck home at night. Coming home at night, you ain't getting pussy, no phone. Oh, damn, I'm on the radio. I'm drawing.
You can do that.
You can curse. We live on it. We on the internet, homie. Say what you want. Air it out, man.
You ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no phone calls. Man, listen, I already seen it. I'm just breaking up. I'm fresh out of a motherfucking relationship, so. It's crazy. But listen, I'm back 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm back, though. I'm
so
feeling it.
So you want to start dogging girls now? Like, you know
how that guy's
worked up.
You need
that green for you. Listen, the females is the dogs now. Don't get it messed up.
You right. You right.
The females is they on some other shit, and I'm trying to get used to it. And then the only benefit is that you have a variety of more women at one time. But you know what I mean, if you fall in love with them, they already taken. So it's crazy. A lot of these girls already got dudes, and they still want to mess with you. But the situation B is all about the money.
Yeah.
If you got bread. You know what I'm saying? She yours. And you got a nice sex game, she yours. But if you know what I mean, one of the others missing, then you just going to have one of the others.
Well, definitely not all women are like that, but, you know.
It's the younger generation, really.
Yeah.
All the ones I'm running into is.
The ones that's fascinated with the Gucci, the Prada, the Louis,
well, you
the
know,
Fendi.
Well,
you know,
we in a recession, so women trying to get that dough anyway.
So. I know. I feel it.
No,
where can we find your stuff at?
Say that again,
like,
my man.
Like, can we go to find all your music and stuff like that? All
right, check this out, man. I'm at Official Ran Live on MySpace. That's the only music space I got, you know what I'm saying? And I'm building that. I got another page, it's Ran Live 215. That was my original page, but I got jacked for it. I had a hater.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I had a real mate.
Yeah, they exist.
It was a saying? I got jacked from my own page, guys. It's crazy.
Wow.
That joint got, like, over, like, 10,000 views, and my music plays is crazy. And they all original, you know what I mean? Like, plays, like, people, because it was froze for a while, so people had to actually go and stop and listen to actually get the plays. Because, you know, how some people accounts, like, you go to it, and it automatically play when you go to the account.
Mm-hmm.
So, but mine was froze, like, for a while, so people actually had to listen to it. So all them plays is, like, you know, love.
Right. Mm. Okay, Ren, what we going to get into tonight?
Yo, since the first time we played the joint I got with Gilly messed up, I want to play that again, the Nasty Girl joint featuring Gilly and my cousin K-Mac.
Okay.
Ren live.
I got a nasty girl that wanna ride all night. Let all the ladies know they gotta ride it right. I got a nasty girl that wanna ride all night. Let all the ladies know. Look at me and fell asleep, woke up your head. So you know it's only right that I bless her with a stiff bite. Let her ride it all night if she desires to. But if she gets you tired to push her off of you, then spin her around.
Love the song In Out. Yeah, I like that part. That's my favorite part. So anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to my co-host, E-Burners. E-Burners, let them know where they can reach you at. And your website.
www.eburners.webs.com.
Exactly.
Or everything E-Burners. Google it. You'll see a bunch of stuff. It's Facebook, E-Burners, fan page, MySpace, E-Burners, Team Heat.
We got to get you to get your It's My URL up.
I know, I was trying to do that the other day. I couldn't even figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I'm going to leave this alone. I asked you about it, and I do
that. Yeah. Well, I know our guest was supposed to be on. I don't really see her number. But I'm going to get into one more call. Hopefully she'll call up. We got Lola Monroe on the line coming up. So, listen, I'm going to hit up another call until I see her. I know she just hit me up and said, you know, she's on her way. So, anyway, we're going to take 4137, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Yo, what's the deal? It's the boy, V.
What's going on, V?
What's going on? What's the deal with y'all?
Ain't nothing, you know. Chilling.
I heard that. Y'all wanted to make a song request.
Okay.
I heard it's a song I called The Fire Extinguisher.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Boy, I love it when they try to be smart. Anyway,
Baby, you know
everybody wants to
far.
Get their 5 minutes. Everybody wants to get their 5 minutes. So, anyway, he's
non-violent,
never really caught
non-violent.
Up to show like that. Yeah, it's corny. Anyway, we want to take a real caller. 5218, Air It Out Radio.
What it is, family? This your boy, Jay Burst. Who's going down?
What's going on?
Who is it again?
Jay's Burst, babe, 706. What it is, family?
What's up, Jay Burst?
Chilling, babe. You know what I'm saying? Checking out the show, listening. You know what I'm saying? Waiting to get the Georgia Peach on the line. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear what she got to say.
Peach, Rashida.
Yeah.
She real hot down here. Hell, she hot anywhere she go. That girl fine.
Yeah.
Right? She is pretty. So, yeah, she'll be on like 11:30. So, definitely, we got Lola Monroe coming up. So, you know, you want to stay tuned today. Do we got any of your music in here?
Oh, you know you do. The last time I was on, I think y'all played Bounce That Ass. So,
Okay, you had to refresh my memory.
So you want to answer the question?
Yeah, we got to get you to answer the topic first.
How do you know if your relationship is selling?
Hey, when you ain't got no job, it's sort of coming home with mad loot, so you know what I'm saying? It's over and done with. She got a player.
Well, what?
Maybe she
just trying to make the money to, you know, because you ain't making no money. Maybe you ain't making enough.
I mean, if he giving her money, he giving her something else, too.
Yeah, something strange for some change.
Yeah.
Well, she got 5 jobs.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, what's going on with you? Mixtape, whatever?
Well, yeah, we got a mixtape dropping first quarter. The World Mob mixtape. I'm going to bring out the mob, you know what I'm saying? Let them do their thing. I got a second album coming out, you know, around right before summertime. I'm going to drop the summer banger. And we shooting videos, throwing parties and stuff for the Hood DVD right now. So, I mean, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Just keep them working.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Major move.
Mm-hmm. So, make sure y'all check out the website. Jay, we're going to get into one of your songs. I don't know which one you want me to play, but we're going to get into one of them.
Go ahead and play. I get it. We don't heard about that ass. Play, I get it. You know what I'm saying? If you hustling, you out there getting it, you're going to get the song.
Let everybody know your website stuff, too, before we let you go.
All right, www.jaysburst.com. You know what I'm saying? That'll put you in contact with me all the way around. That's a 360, my Twitter, my MySpace, everything. You know what I'm saying? Even shows. You want the world mob in your city, hit me up.
There it is.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it. Yeah, we get it.
I'm on the block before sunrise, the phone in the hall socket. Dead as hell, cause the J's, they won't stop calling. The AM Joe, man, before you go to work, fam. Afternoon, hit the cell, you know the program. Late at night, you know I get your mind right. Now deliver to a nigga if it's for the right price. Getting money, fuck a bitch, what I'm talking about. If it ain't dollars, bitch, nigga, you ain't saying nothing. If you ain't voting, then you probably blowing your youth. In a few years, you'll realize you were stupid. I paid my own way, Lewis and Clark, they trailblazed. Me and Mossberg, essentially stacking on his paper save. World Mob, we won't stop until a billion's made. Every day for me is a hustle dollar day. I dress hate and my critics all the same way. With the question, what would you do differently?
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
Stay
first,
nigga.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it.
I get it.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live and I'm living because I get it. Yeah, we get it.
More often than not, I do my same thing.
this here my life, these here my dreams, and I refuse to be anything less than a major player in the Dow Jones process. If Puffy and Master P can make the cover of Forbes, and Jay-Z and 50 Cent be the chairman of Forbes, Barack, Black President, all you U.S. presidents, all grinders in their own right, soldiers in their own fight, I could be the voice of the young urban citizens. With a country in recession, how do we be rich? Go to school, graduate, and get a good job. 20 years don't mean shit looking in Ron. Although in Florida, I can't leave the street. Gas might go back up and sell them dope tax free. If you feel me, then motherfuckers, you stand up. If you feel me, motherfucker, then stand up.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it. You know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
I get it how I live,
and I'm living because I get it.
We at the dawn of history and at the dusk of our ways. Read the Bible, many scriptures, slaves, these last days. Teenagers when I was young used to go play. Now they're breaking their own corners and they're trying to get paid. This economy is so fucked up. Every rapper raining money, they ain't got big bucks. We supplement with bears and trucks, then distribute by the pound just so we come up. Somebody tell Hillary to relate to Barack. That Korean nigga serves about blowing shit up. City list ain't hit me as gas went down. The price of new bus food and clothes at their highest now. Why build my whole stuff just to knock me down? Cause Channel Radio 1 pimping all us now. Without T-Pain, on my voice I found. I can get it, you can get it, we can all get down. Hey.
Yeah, I get it. You know we get it.
Take first,
yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it, get it. Yeah, we get it. You know we get it.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, I get it. We got to get it. Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. I get it how I live, and I'm living because I get it. Yeah, I get it. You know we get it. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, you know we get it. Yeah, I get it.
Air it out radio. Air it out radio. Is that chick fire?
Ebernus.
Ebernus.
Air it out radio.
Going down every Monday 10 to 1. We running a little late today, but it's cool. It's all
competition
good.
Where? We don't see none.
Competition
you know.
Where? Haters, we love them. Keep it coming. Don't give a fuck about a hater. They ain't making no noise. 5 minutes is up. Anyway, we got our guest on the line. You know that?
Okay, who we got?
Okay.
Who we got?
We got Miss Monroe on the line.
Lola.
Yeah, y'all hating right now. I know. Competition where? Y'all hating right now. Y'all can't even get her. So anyway, we gonna fuck with her and see what's going on with her. At our radio, what's going on, Miss Monroe?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Okay, she's going to go. 1605, you there? Okay, we're going to come back to her. Hopefully, yeah, she just got disconnected. She probably, I don't know. She's new, so we got to excuse her. She don't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ebernus, what's going on with you? Like, I know you can't come on today as an artist, but what's going on with you?
You know, the album come out in January now, pushed it back. I mean, promo, booking the album release party, you know, major mixtapes on the rise, you know, bunch of little ventures, producing a couple more albums for other people.
Okay.
Just doing Ebernus. Trying to do as many collabs as possible with people before I actually try to get on one of these tours or something, like a college tour or something.
Okay.
And, you know, 6 month run, start a new album, do it again. Hopefully I get picked up. If not, oh well, we're going to keep giving y'all music all day, every day.
Right.
Team Heat.
Well, we got Lola back on. We're going to see if she's going to answer this time. 1605. Miss Monroe, we're talking to you, so hopefully we'll get you this time. It was a little disconnection or whatever. You there, sweetie?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
How are
Lola
you?
Lola Monroe.
Good, how y'all doing?
We're good.
We're real good.
I thought you ran from us.
Yeah.
You said, well, oh, no, I got disconnected.
Oh, okay.
You just heard click. I was like, what the?
Nah.
We was like, oh, no, everybody trying to hear what she got to say, and she done dipped off. So where are you at now? Are you in ATL or?
No, I'm in D.C. right now.
Well, that's where you're from, right?
Yeah, I'm from D.C.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, D.C. girl. So,
Already.
Right. How did you get the name Lola Monroe?
Well, Lola is the nickname that I've been going by for years now, and Monroe came from Marilyn Monroe, somebody that I've just always, you know, idolized, and they used to refer to me as the Black Monroe when I was doing my photo shoots and I was modeling and stuff, and our stories are similar, like how she got discovered was the same way I got discovered, and, you know, the whole transition from her going into acting and modeling and so going into music. So we have a lot of similarities, and, you know, I just always idolized her grace and her ambition and the fact that after so many years of her passing on, she's just still a major icon. So, you know, I hope to achieve those same things.
Right.
Okay. Well, you had a huge success in modeling. Are you still managed by Mike Styles?
Well, that's my manager's partner. My manager is Michelle Vieira, and her partner is Mike Styles. Mike Styles is the one who introduced me to the game, and, you know, he got me started into my first pictures.
Okay.
Right. So what's up with the modeling? Are you still currently doing that, or? Because I know you got to use in a XXX and a King and all that stuff.
Right. I'm still going to feature in the publications. Only this time around, it'll be surrounding the artist Lola Monroe versus Angel Lola Love. Like, last time I did a video was in 2007. That was The Good Life of Kanye West. So I'm done with the videos unless it's my own video or I'm doing a cameo for one of my homies. I was, like, at my highest peak when I stopped modeling, and it was time for that transition. So I'm not really doing too much of it unless it's for Lola Monroe, the artist, and its endorsements or campaigns or things of that nature.
So, okay. We seen the video with Trina, filling that. How was that
working with
her?
Thank you. It was dope. Shout out to Trina. She's like the sweetest girl in the world, and she's so genuine. She's been supporting me and my music for, like, a while now, since day one. So, you know, it was time for me to put out the first single, and I recorded Overtime, and I'm like, okay, Trina would be perfect on it. And being as though she's always supported me, why not put her on my first official single? And, you know, a lot of female rappers don't really do too much of that. You don't get that, so it'll be something nice to give everybody. And, you know, we shot the video. It was shot by Mikel Monroe, and, you know, we did it. It was actually premiered on 106 and Park and MTV Jams like a week ago.
Yeah, I seen it
on them, yeah.
I was like, yeah.
I see you, man. You came a long way, too.
Yeah.
The transition from, like, model to artist, it worked. It worked real well.
Right.
Which one do you prefer the most? Modeling? Oh, music? Okay.
Music, 100%. Like, that was more so a job. It wasn't a career, something that I loved to do, and I did love to do it because it's still work and it helped my progression, but music is what I've always wanted to do.
Okay. The Boss Bitch World 2, batteries not included.
Correct. You already know.
Let's go.
That's dropping tomorrow. So it's DJ Holiday. So it's going to be in all 70 downtown locker room stores, and on the 14th, it's going to be available for download on the internet.
Okay. Definitely got to pop that.
Major.
Definitely.
She got 4 mixtapes.
Yeah, this is the fourth one. So I know you're doing some acting, too. You did the Crazy Like a Fox and the Wendy Williams, right? You were starring in
the
50 movie, too, right?
Yeah.
Before I self-destruct.
Yeah.
Wow.
The last one, yeah.
You're just doing a lot of things, ain't you? Okay.
Hey, we work, and, you know, it's all about that grind in a Boss Bitches world. We work.
So when is the debut album? When is the actual album coming out?
Well, Rena Zola, a lot of my fans have been asking me for an album. My album is something that I'm going to put so much into, and it's, like, going to be one of my most important projects throughout my whole career. So that's not a project that I'm going to rush whatsoever. So I decided to put together an EP.
Okay.
So I'll be working on my EP, and that'll be released next year.
Okay.
2011.
Wow, I'm really excited. I'm definitely excited.
Thank you so much.
She be killing it.
I know.
She be killing
it.
I heard it like, okay.
But next year, that's
thank
my theme
song.
Appreciate
it.
Overtime, crazy.
Overtime, because everything on overtime, huh?
Exactly. So,
So you're Trinidadian? I'm sorry.
He what?
You're Trinidadian.
Is she?
Are you?
You said what?
Are you you Trinidadian, right? Like.
Yeah, I'm Ethiopian and Trini.
Really?
Yeah. I'm Italian with my.
So you know you get this main question about the booty. So you can avoid it if you want, but you know I'm gonna ask you anyway, and then you can do whatever you want with it. But what's the status on that?
Listen to my music, pop the mixtape, and you'll hear me speak on all that.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Okay.
Boss bitch world.
I'm sure they don't mind either way.
No, they don't.
I speak on everything in my music, so you know, to find out certain things I might not say too much about,
right.
You would definitely hear it in my music.
It don't matter. I'm focusing on the artist. You definitely bringing it. Definitely.
Thank you.
Especially for
thank
the ladies,
so
with it being so scarce in music, really, you definitely
right.
bringing it. You one of them that's bringing it, like, really.
Thank you. It's a movement, you know. I'm definitely pushing for the ladies. I'm pushing for everybody, just, you know, trying to prevail and do their thing. That's all it's about, just, you know, success and progress.
Right. So, what else is going to be popping with you in, like, 2011?
Well, a lot of things. Different business ventures, but definitely the music mostly. EP, I'm focused on the EP right now. I'm dropping this, and a tour will be coming up. So we got a few things popping. Find out new things that, for dates and all that, you can go to lolamonroe.com, and I'll have updates on everything.
Okay. So we got producers that listen to the show. How can they send you like tracks and stuff, or like websites
oh,
so they can reach you or stuff?
LolaMonroeMusic@gmail.com. Send me all the good stuff. I'm ready.
She said all the good
stuff. I hear that. She ready. So send your A game.
Definitely got to have your A game. So, like, I mean, I know you've accomplished a lot, and what do you look for in a guy? Like, because, you know, when you get that status or whatever, like, what does a guy have to have in order to even deal with you?
Being intelligent, be able to stimulate me mentally, be on his shit, be around his grind, never satisfied, and just go hard, all that.
Okay. And I know 50 was the one who first found you, right? Pretty much, you would say.
Yeah, he definitely helped start off my modeling career.
Mm-hmm. So did he try to sign you, like, later on down the road? Like, is he hollering at you or whatever?
No, he was, like, the first person I let hear some of my music, and he still supports everything I do. Signing-wise, I'm under my own label I have with Michelle Vieira. It's called Blue Rose Entertainment, so I sign myself. And we push that way. But he's still there, you know, supporting my stuff. And he was the first people to see the Overtime video, and he loved it. And he's still around, you know. Shout out to 50 and OG Unit.
Okay.
Is your label based out of D.C. or Atlanta?
Yeah, D.C.
D.C.
Everything is D.C. It's all about the DMV.
Okay.
It's all about the DMV, so
I know that's right. Well, I know we can't touch on the other situation with the other artists, but what do you think the females really need to do in order to get themselves back out here in the game? Like, what do you think is missing?
I guess it's all about being on your shit, and I don't going hard. You just gotta go really hard, being as though it's so hard for females in the game, in the male-dominated game, and you know they just dissect us so much, and it's just every little thing is just watched, and we have to be every little way. It's like you have to be on your shit extra, extra hard, and you have to go even harder than the dudes in the game, and just bring it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
no,
just be original and definitely stay true. Stay true to yourself and what you represent. And that'd be my main thing. Definitely be a stand-up female and stay true and know your purpose. Because whenever you do something, you're put in a position of power and you're able to take it somewhere big, you got to know your purpose for it. And, you know, you make that purpose big and you make it into something else that you can touch other people with.
Definitely. I like you.
Mm-hmm.
I like you.
No, keeping it real,
like,
real.
Yeah.
That's that DC in it. That's all
yeah.
real right there.
Be all about business, too. All about
that's
business.
That's all it is. That's
exactly.
all it is. Thank you.
Definitely. Well, you know, you're welcome to come back anytime. You got any more questions for her, Brenna?
If artists want to collab with you, how would that go? Would they go
yeah.
through your management? Or
they could hit up lolamonroefeature@gmail.com. And somebody would get back to them.
Okay. Is it like a charge or something, or?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I know. You might like somebody. You never know. You might
yeah,
like somebody and be like, never mind.
Right.
Like,
no, I mean, it is workable, but it is a fee.
Right.
Okay.
No, that's right. Have you had a chance to listen to any Philly artists? Have you? Do you see any Philly artists that you do want to maybe collab with?
Man, Philly got that shit. It's a lot of talented artists. I'm not even going front. I don't know. I can't think of names off the top of my head because I've been so consumed with my own music right now that I haven't been able. But I know I come across some people on Worldstar.
Mm.
And I think it's a few people. I really can't. I think, is Tone Trump from Philly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I think he's doing his thing.
It's
a few people. It's a few people out there. All right.
Well,
but, yeah, if you were speaking on, going back to the features that you were speaking on, you know, when it comes to certain artists, of course, you know, you work with them on a certain page, you feel me? But
right.
overall, for features, I do charge.
Okay.
All right. That's what's up. So we definitely appreciated you coming through. We know you're busy.
No doubt. Thank you for having me. Appreciate you for having me.
Lola Monroe.
Yeah, but we're going to get you to introduce your song that I love so
okay.
much.
Okay.
Banger.
Okay. Well, this is my first official single. It's called Overtime featuring my girl Trina. So enjoy.
Thank you, babe, for coming through.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bad boy.
Yeah.
In the bay.
Yes. Lola Monroe.
Hit
this beat. Trina. Trina.
The baddest pick.
You already know that. Lola.
Yeah.
Lola. And we in
overtime.
And you might have to tell these suckers to get they weight up. Cause
everything over here.
Yeah. Let's get
on overtime.
On the truck, Chris Tucker black. The Ashton White like Ashton in a trucker hat. Put my city on the map.
I carry the
and keep bum bitches quiet.
Library.
It ain't about that money, then darling, what you mean? Should pay for the Celtics, Taiwan ballin' for the green. Hey dog, I'm for the team. Felt that real action. Rock too many rings. Call me Phil Jackson. Shorty, let me coach you. I can make the game real cold. You wasn't raised upright, no field goal. Let's get it. I'm charging them too much now. Call me when you run across that green. Touchdown.
Overtime, 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 overt
Mateo is my catalog. Addition new wages, you can't see my true dialogue. I'm the best bitch, fuck the rest bitch. I got these bras by landslide, take a rest bitch. Overtime, time in 2 quarters. Time and a half gave birth to 3 daughters. Pretty money where you rhythms up to set it off. We take your tops off and pop off and tear bitches blocks off.
Versace will keep me floating in Fendi. Gangsta bougie and pretty. Ethiopian Trini. South the Grammy to Bentley. Tell him ship it to the new place. That I just moved in for more shoot space. Yup, I'm getting money and I'm barely home. That's just basic instinct. No Sharon Stone. Sorry that I'm headed to the top and going there alone. And old school gazelle frames and a herringbone. You riding out? Then hit the clutch and shit. But stuff and shit been known to blow me like a Dutch tip. You got your fucking shit, then y'all just a stir. And everybody else is in the boss bitch's world.
God damn, why y'all so up for hell? The ballin' never stop. They might have to blow the whistle.
Radio with that chick fire.
And your boy E Burners.
Damn right. Fuck a hater. It's all good. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Y'all just tuned in to Lola Monroe. Crazy. I love her.
Mm-hmm.
I fucks with her.
Make sure y'all get that ball, bitch world, too, tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm definitely.
About tomorrow.
I need that. No, she said it was in D.C., right? We have to wait for it, right?
She said a week or something, but I think, yeah, a week for the download or something.
Oh, yeah. I'm
somebody will have it up. You know, it'll be up somewhere.
Definitely.
On our site or something. You probably can find it or listen to it.
I'm definitely going to cop that. If y'all new to the line, make sure y'all press 1. And when we call out your last 4 digits of your number, we're talking to you. And so the drama begins. Look, yeah, I see you, Kim. I see you.
Kim,
anyway, she know. But anyway, we're going to hit some of these calls up before we get to our other guest because I know she'll be on soon. So we're going to hit up, let's see, 5270, Air It Out Radio.
Yo.
What's going on? Air It Out Radio.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Say the number again. I hear somebody.
5270, Air It Out Radio.
Yeah,
what's going on?
What's the deal? It's your boy, man, Shank.
Come on, Shank, liven it up, liven it up.
What's the deal?
What's going on?
What's up, man? Your boy, Shank, man. What's the president? What's up?
Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. So I know we started out late tonight. Did you hit a topic?
What are the signs that your relationship is on the downfall or whatever like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just to keep it simple, when y'all stop talking, y'all stop communicating.
He sound like he's reading something.
Man,
reading
I'm
off
just
his
tired,
head.
Man.
He sound sleepy, that's
chilling.
What you recording?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just chilling, man.
Come on, Shank, I'm going to hit you with the wake up. Come on, you got to get up.
No, I'm here, I'm on here. I'm alive, I'm aware of everything that's going on.
Okay. What was your answer to that?
Communication.
Okay.
Yeah,
when
y'all stop communicating. That's simple.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Definitely got to communicate. When y'all ain't saying nothing in the fucking car for hours and shit, or y'all come home and don't speak, you know, it's pretty much a wrap. So, yeah. Definitely agree with that. So,
yeah.
Mixtape. What's going on with that thing?
It'll be out soon. We're waiting for Diamond City doing a drop. As soon as that's, you know, out, then, you know, y'all going to see more videos of mine, see more stuff going on with me. But right now, we're trying to get Diamond City shit going on. And, you know, as soon as he drops, then, you know, y'all see. But I'm on Diamond City CD, so, you know, I'm still doing my thing, you know. Just falling back, getting my nigga, you know, chance to get this shit out there the right way.
Exactly, as you should. So what? I know is Dom on the line too? He's going to be on the line right after you, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't know where he is.
So we're going to get into go ahead, Brenna.
No, I was just saying.
Tongue tied.
Nah. He ain't tight. I'm feeling the Jones. He put out the last couple Jones I heard from him, man. Like,
yeah.
Keep doing y'all thing, man. Trap unit.
Yeah, thanks,
man. Keep doing y'all thing. You and Don, man. Keep doing y'all thing, man.
Trap files.
Yeah. Oh, my fault.
Trapfiles.com. Y'all make sure y'all go to that. You can play Go Tonight, too. You got that right? Yeah.
I do. So go ahead and introduce that, John.
You already know this is new John Shank, Life the Messiah. Go, air it out radio.
Listen, y'all already know. Been doing this shit for forever. Seems like now I feel it more than ever. Serious, I do this shit for more than cheddar. I jump up in this game without instructions or cheat codes. From rap to the kilo. I don't do this shit for no reason. When it's all done, think about it. There's no reason. You live and you die. Whether you're underground or live in the sky. And even though I'm underground, I still spit it so fly that niggas think that I'm on. They be saying I be drawn. I don't know, but you gon' buy the CD off of me or what? I gotta know, cause I gotta go and get back to the block and clock the dough. Child support on me, not to mention on my street debt. Got a nigga feeling like G-Tet. Make this money, take this money. But there's no way you're gonna take this from me, huh? Take this from me,
let's go. Is you ready to go? Is you ready to blow? And be a star. And let them know who you are. So you gotta just go. Is you ready to go?
That's right, I'm the diamond in the dirt. Some niggas is too conceited to even go to the dirt for a diamond. That's fucked up, like you ain't come from the dirt and was rhyming. And luck up, now that you got your bucks up, you acting stuck up. Come up in the hood, that shit'll get you stuck up. Fuck, my shot. Nigga, get them bucked up. Thought it was all good, well, man, got your luck up. Point is, that shit'll get you fucked up. But Pete, how I just use the same words twice with two different meanings. I'm a monster, nigga, I'm two different meanings. I'm not like y'all, I'm on another level. I be glowing in the booth. Shit, I know that I'm the truth. I know that I'm the truth, cause I know that it's the truth. And I'm all about facts, nothing false about that. These niggas that be thinking that it's all about rap. Well, come and see what your boy all about.
Let's go. Is you ready to go? Be a star and let them know who you are. So you gotta just go. Is you ready to go? See, you already know. Now get out there and get your crown and show them you the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found.
Drums is amazing, man. Best rapper dead or alive. Fuck that, signed or unsigned. It's my turn, I got my sunshine. So don't throw shade on me. Pray for me, I love that y'all hate on me. It's like this, no sidekick, I roll with the 8 on me. And I never try to move like it's a cape on me. So, look dead as a hero, no, F on my chest. But you gotta face the fact, the best is the best. And I told the world I'm the best of the best. What you expect, you only gonna get the best from the best. Diamond in the dirt, I hope this rhyming shit'll work. Avoid contracts, but as soon as you sign it, you get jerked. You jerk me, I think smarter. And even though I think so quick, I think harder. I think farther down the line. Come on, that's how I know the crown is mine. Give me that, you gotta
go. Is you ready to go? Is you ready to blow? And be a star. And let them know who you are. So you gotta just go. Is you ready to go?
Talk Radio. It's that chick fire.
E-Burners.
E-Burners. Crazy. We're going to actually go back to 5270 and see what's popping over there. We got to get the dime shiz. Air it out radio. What's going on?
What's up,
Radio?
Dom. What's good,
fam?
Yo, what's up, man?
You
and Shanks sound tired as hell.
I know. Y'all gotta liven it up. We got like
in the studio all day,
yeah,
man. We know how y'all do, man.
Tired as hell, man. We're running around all crazy, but.
So we're gonna get you to answer the topic.
How do you know if your relationship is selling?
How you know your relationship selling?
Failing.
How do you
failing.
Know if it's not going to work? Like, how can you tell if it's
yeah,
not going to work?
It's a rat.
Yeah.
I can't tell. Well, your girl started, you know what I mean, disrespecting you, not obeying what you got to say. She feels though she got a lot of mouth, and she feels though she this and that, and she didn't mean she don't care about whatever, whatever. I do what I do. And that means she got a little dip joint. I didn't know her dip joint. So,
she
I advise you
joint.
Check
she got a little
shit.
Dip on the side.
Maybe she just tired of your ass. Maybe that's what it is. You ever thought about that?
If they're tired of you, they wouldn't be around you.
Well,
so.
You'll leave if you tired. I think you should leave instead of just
tired.
Lingering.
Yeah,
you
know,
just laying it around, just get the feel of being around that man, but sometimes that ain't good. That's not good for the health to be around somebody so much.
Right.
You
definitely don't want to smother somebody. That's definitely a no-no.
No.
Definitely.
Definitely don't.
So, what's going on with the, I know you supposed to do the video. When's that being rescheduled?
We're going to reschedule it. I'm going to probably reschedule it probably like a couple weeks now. I'm going to fall back for a couple weeks because I know everybody ain't all together on my side of the hand. So, you know, I'm going to get everything together, make sure stuff is more prime and on time and everybody on the right page. Then we're going to move on and do it better.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Always got to be prepared.
Definitely. I got to have the cameraman ready. I got to have a rug ready. Then he got to record me. Then he got to record. There's just a lot of in and outs and a lot of stuff I got to handle and get done. So it ain't that much, but, you know, it's almost done. CD almost a wrap, so.
But it's still a lot of work, you know, doing a video, so.
Man, definitely. That's when you're trying to make a movie scene and a story plot along with your words you got to do. So, I mean, not just doing video. We're trying to do a little movie clip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Steady progress, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get into one of your songs. What are we getting into tonight,
I mean, you just tell them that the track, man. You know what I mean? Come on with the video. Everybody check it out. Facebook, YouTube, chefhouse.com is everywhere, man. I'm in your ear. Holler at me, your boy Dom Shiz, hit your mouth.
Get the sound, stay down, watch the paper raise up. Moving out of house today, asking for a wake up. Get the sound, stay down, watch the paper raise up. Moving out of house today, asking for
your mouth.
Get the sound, stay down, watch the paper raise up.
Yeah. They give two fucks, you nuts. Dime shit, this banana, AK, cause
bananas. Whoa, so niggas better split quick before I grip the hammer. Whoa, get they shit split quick before I slip the hammer. Flick your bling, I'm out the floor. Yeah, I spit the spin, yeah.
Website airitoutradio.net. That's right. Burners. I think we got another guest on the line.
Another one? Is it another one of yours?
Another
one of your kind?
Exactly.
Is it?
It's they all ours. They're all ours.
Ladies. For the ladies.
For the ladies. Definitely ATL is definitely representing today. We got the boss chick on the line. So, I'm going to let her introduce herself. Fuck it.
Hello, ladies
How
and gentlemen.
You?
It's your girl, Rashida, the boss chick.
The boss.
Damn. The boss chick.
The boss.
The boss chick. So, what makes you the boss chick?
Oh, well, for one, I'm independent. I'm partners with the label that I'm signed to, so I pretty much call my own shots. I do my own thing. Besides that, I'm just an independent woman out here going after her goals and dreams and not scared to stand strong. You know, you got to sacrifice in order to succeed, and that's something that I definitely know and understand. And I'm, you know, I'm confident, I'm strong, and I'm going in the direction I want to go in, and that's a boss.
There you go.
Yeah. Don't forget you're like hot.
Yeah, exactly. You forgot all
about
that.
Evident.
Crazy hot. Like,
I ain't even got to mention that. No,
just right, you know, you know.
Just kidding, just kidding.
You definitely don't. You definitely don't.
At least
don't,
she ain't
though.
Real conceited about it. Like, you know.
She just explained everything else because the hotness just come with that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
She said, I'm independent. I call a shot. She said, boss.
Exactly.
Boss. What's going on, y'all? What's cracking?
Same old.
Chilling. PA. know, you got to come down here.
Yes, you do.
I came to Philly. I was there probably like about 7 months ago or something like that. That it was my first time there. I did a show up there, and it was bananas. I had a ball.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
They love you here. It might not seem, you might not know that, but, man, they've been listening to you for a minute.
Yeah, that's the stuff. I can't wait to come back.
A real minute. Maybe we need to put something together and have you open that, I mean, headline that joint or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because you definitely got the talent.
Yeah.
Let's run it. Let's run it.
Get it.
Yeah, I like her. Definitely. Okay, Bernard.
So I also heard you in the group with Candy.
You know, we are, me and Candy, Lord have mercy, between the two of us trying to really get the peach candy situation cracking right now. Has been crazy with everything I got going on and everything she's got going on. But collectively, we've been able to just put out music via, you know, a peach candy EP and, you know, joints on like my mixtape and her EPs and stuff like that. But yes, we've come together to put the R&B and hip hop thing together to give you a little twist. But we still, you know, we keep that thing A-Town, keep it hood, sexy, classy, but it's called Peach Candy. Yeah.
Peach Candy. Yeah, I seen she on like 5 songs on your album, right?
Yeah.
On your last one, I think. 4 or 5, something like that.
Yep.
BFF.
Yeah,
we're good friends and we love to do music together. The vibe is crazy.
That's good, because usually girls don't get along, so that's good to see.
That's so funny. I don't really too much have that problem.
I know. You do a lot of collabs with a lot of females.
I do. I love, you know, holding it down with the ladies. I mean, it's so needed, you know, and not even just to say right now, but it's just been so needed all the time. And I feel like we should uplift each other and work together, collab together, and the talent should be, you know, put out there. And it's like we have to do it together.
Right.
I heard you body a lot of females, too.
Huh? Uh-huh.
I heard you come at a couple of them. Get at them.
Body bag.
Get them.
<You're> crazy. Oh, Lord. That
get
is so not my character.
But that's
I'm
a good thing, though.
But they not going to respond to that because you're crazy. They not going to respond to that. They're going to leave
funny
that alone.
It's funny because I don't even really do that. Like, people, you know what's crazy to me? It's like I can hear other people's records and stuff, and they just say all kinds of shit, right? And then if I say anything that sounds sideways, people take it and run with it like it's something. And most of the time, to be honest, I don't really care about other people that much.
Well, we know you already was specific with one person already, with the fake ass. And
you in a whole nother lane, though. I know.
Y'all know what? It's crazy because that's so not what's on my mind. But people took it there, so let it go where it go. I really don't care.
She
you
don't care.
She
can't touch her anyway.
I'm not even tripping because I'm like, hey, it is what it is. Plus, I feel like this. I ain't got time to explain myself. I look at it like this. If
there
the shoe fit and people feel as though that's what it is, then run with it. Hey, it's all good.
Wow.
You ready, huh?
I like it.
I'm
she don't
ready.
Give a fuck. She like, I'm gonna
give a fuck. I mean, hey, it is what it is at this point.
It is.
You've been out. I remember you when you did the joint with Pastor Troy in like 2000.
My first single. Do y'all know?
Yeah,
that?
The first single. Yeah, I remember that joint. My sister put me on to you.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, you got to hear this girl, Rashida. She crazy. She from ATL. I was like, yeah. And she let me hear you. I was like, okay.
That's
how long have you been in the game? I'm sorry, Brenna.
Go ahead. She,
officially in the game since like around 97.
Ooh.
I was in a 3-girl rap group called The Capers, and we had dropped an independent album in 98. Gosh, we were so young and just not very, you know, not knowing the business like that. It's just, you know, just came in the game just, you know, doing our thing and really, you know, at first it was like a hobby for us, you know what I'm saying? And then we started kind of taking it a lot more serious and over time, you know, started developing because we was running around Atlanta, like doing little talent shows and, you know, really just trying to like put everything together. And finally we signed with D-Lo, which is the label I'm still signed to now.
Okay.
And we just, you know, we came out with the album in 98, and at that point we were starting to, you know, grow up, and, you know, the other ladies wanted to go in a different direction, and I was just like, music was in my heart and soul, and I was like, well, you know, I'm going to keep it moving, and, you know, it was no hard feelings or anything, and I just kept it moving, and I started working on a solo project, and the first single that I dropped was Do It, and that's I've been going ever since.
Okay, a BET nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Such a blessing.
Big things. BET nomination, that's big because you think a lot of people might not know you got albums out.
Well,
like,
you know what? A lot of people might not even know me.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not that way because when I was, like, posting your stuff, like, all your info, everybody's like, oh, yeah, she been killing it. So it's like people know. It's just, you know, on that level. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's really
I like real music, so I'm going to listen to real music regardless. I don't like
just
you know, the bubblegum rap, but, yeah, you know what I mean.
You know what? That's crazy. Y'all don't even understand when I tell y'all. I was so shocked. Like, I was in a meeting, and I just so happened, I was in a meeting, and we were talking, and I looked on Twitter, and I saw people tweeting, you know, at Rashida G.A. Peach, you know, BET nomination, and I was just thinking, oh, that's my Twitter fans saying I should be nominated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I started digging a little deeper, and I was like, wait a minute. Let me go to the computer and look, like, physically look this up. And can y'all believe that my computer, for some reason, my internet was not working, and it wasn't working for like an hour. That shit seemed like a month. Like, cause I was like, how long is it gonna take for this computer to work so I could find out what's going on? Then I looked, and when I got everything going, I looked in the emails, and it was emails from BET and all kinds of stuff. And I was like, wow, what a blessing! I was like the only independent artist nominated, and for people to, you know, to just, you know, receive me, and for me to be able to be blessed to have that platform, you know, to gain more fans, and for people to notice the hard work I put in over the years for that nomination with Kim and Nikki and Trina and Dean and everybody. I was just like, yo, this, I can't be nothing but blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's crazy. What advice would you have for, like, the females coming in the game now since you've been in for so long?
Ooh, you know, the first thing I would definitely say is, you know, like, if you're not going to be in this and be true to yourself and come to set yourself apart and practice patience and understand that so many doors are going to close before they open, then I would advise you to just not do it at all, because it's a really, really hard business as a female. You know, it's a hard business, period, but coming in as a female to gain respect, to be able to do this and be able to take everything that comes along with it, it's a lot, and you have to be a certain kind of person to be able to hold it down and to be able to do it, you know? You need a solid team, you know, and you have to know and understand that you can't please everybody, and you can't get caught up in what everybody says, because if so, you'll lose you. And the minute you lose you, you don't have anything.
Okay.
So.
Well, coming out the A crazy with talent right now.
They
are. Shauna, Diamond, Tip, Jeezy, y'all is crazy. The
you
A
know,
is
Atlanta's
like
Atlanta's had a lot of talent for a lot of years. It's
Outkast,
like,
yeah, like y'all.
Yeah, it's a lot of artists out of Atlanta, like, who've been successful and who are, you know, even underground artists who have been maybe not on a really big platform, but just have been known in the South and, you know, come out of Atlanta. And it's full of talent from R&B, from, you know what I'm saying, a lot of genres of music. So it's a great place to, you know, to be able to come to meet other people, to be able to do things. But it also has its side of, you know, trying to hustle and get in where you fit in. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of people too. So, you know, it has its ups and downs, but it's a great city of opportunity as well.
Right. Mm. Yeah. So who has
you do the Rick Ross?
I do what you feel. Okay.
No doubt. Yeah, it's you know what it is really with me though? It's like y'all actually, like, out of all the, like, Southern states that, like, actually rap, like, y'all lyrics are, like, like so much farther ahead than everybody else is crazy.
Wow.
Like all of y'all, like everybody over there can actually spit from Ludacris on like down, like it's crazy. And like when you hear, you know, they say New York and blah blah blah, but y'all definitely blinging it. Y'all Florida, Miami, whatever, y'all all bringing it. So
thank you.
Y'all definitely on the rise like crazy.
Thank you.
So who have you, I know you did a lot of collabs and everything, who haven't you worked with that you really would like to work with?
The first person I would say is Kanye West.
Kanye.
Yeah, I like Kanye West.
To the douchebags.
To the assholes. I like, it's crazy, I like Neo. I want to work with Dr. Dre. That would be awesome. I can't wait for the new Detox album to come out.
Come out.
Female-wise, I would like to work with Keisha Cole, Beyonce. I mean, like, one thing I will say is I've been blessed to be able to work with a lot of people, you know, see a lot, learn a lot. And, you know, I just look forward to growing in my list of collaborations to grow. You never know, though. You never know what kind of collab could happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You got big aspirations, too, because you name all
heavy hitters.
Of five stars, and I love that. And
I'm
surprised you don't get
five stars.
Yes, I see your catalog. I see them. Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you should be on, a whole bigger plateau because you actually got both sides of it. Like, you can actually rap. You can actually make a song. Like, it's crazy how the industry is. But
you know what?
Man.
I don't know. I look at things in a different perspective because it's all about God's time. When he's ready for you to sit in that place, you know, then that's when you're going to sit there. One thing about me is, I'm so much different from a lot of other artists because I'm independent and everything is so organic. I'm not one of those artists who got signed to a label and, you know, radio was paid hella money to be shoved down your throat. It's like every fan, everything that I get is so real. Like it's not, it's fans really coming in and digging for the music or really seeing me at a club or hearing from another friend or, yeah, she got a mixtape out, I'm about to download that shit, or, oh my gosh, you know, Rashida is, you know, it's just real. And I think when you build from there, once you hit that specific place, it means so much and it is so much because your fans are grasping onto you and been riding with you from, like you said, from back in 2000 when Do It was out. You know, and they've grown with me. They've rolled with me through everything. And although, you know, I may not be a big mainstream artist at this point right now, but I know that there's so much to come. I mean, just like I said, being nominated for a BET award was like a really great accomplishment for myself because, you know, that let me know, you know what, boy, you know, I'm going in the right direction. Keep grinding, Rashida, keep working.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, you don't know what the hell. I don't know where I'm going to be. I know it's going to be somewhere. I'm going to be sitting somewhere real tall, though.
Most definitely. Most definitely. I hear it all in you. I hear it all in you. Business, just swag, everything. Like, it's all in you.
Thank you. So what's your opinion about the female shortage? Like, what do you think we need to do as far as that's concerned?
You know, the problem with with it, I think it comes from a lot of places. I mean, you know, record companies don't really be signing a lot of females. You know, one thing about us is we have to keep the music consistent. Me being an artist who does stay consistent. Now the thing is, you know, we need, you know, DJs to support. We need radio stations to support. You know, we need that support like the fellas get. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, as women, what we have to do is we have to come in this game and bring something other women can grasp onto. We have to uplift one another. And, you know, females buy a lot of music. You know, you got to be able to ride that lane the right way. You know, come out being original. You know, a lot of people they can automatically feel, you know, when it comes to hip hop, that's like some of the realest music out. So when you come in sideways on some bullshit, people going to feel that. They're going to know right. that's not what's up, and they're going to move on and be like, she ain't really repping how I need to be repped. Boom. So the thing is, we got to take this whole take this talent. You got to mold your craft and do this and get out here and gain these fans. And you do have to gain respect. It's about being respected, and you have to demand it. You can't just automatically assume, okay, everybody just going to love me. I'm just going to be respected. No, get out here and work hard and stay consistent. You have to give 200%, not 100. It's got to be 200. You know what I'm saying? When you out here, when I'm out here doing shows, I'm usually doing shows with a whole bunch of dudes. Shit, they want to. They could stand up there and hold their balls and say anything, and it don't even matter. Oh yes, I'm going back to the hotel tonight. You know what I'm saying? I love that. But as a female, you got to get up there and kill that shit. So if people don't know you when they leave, they got to be like, "Shawty, whoever she was, she rocked it. Oh my god, I really love Rashida now. I thought I liked her, but now I really love her." Like, you know, we gotta come together. We gotta stop all the crazy shit that be going on. I mean, one thing I say is beef is a part of hip hop. You know, it's a competitive sport. It's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? But as far as the females, you know, if we start to show a lot more, you know, togetherness, then I think that people, a lot of, you know, radio stations, record companies, everything will be more acceptive to it, because they're like, okay, if you got a female who out here getting it popping, do a remix and call other females to get on your shit. You ain't got to call the same dudes who rapped on every other nigga remix.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on. We have to not feel threatened by each other, and we need to come together. That's the problem.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm definitely.
Don't get me started. I've been in
trouble. She's like, don't get me started. Nah, but you're telling the truth, though. You definitely kicking some real shit, though. I mean, that's just how it is.
We got producers on the line, too. How can they send you some tracks for you to rock to? Like,
oh, I'll give you an email. You can send tracks to dlo117@gmail.com. And
okay.
I'm working on a new album. Send them over.
5 albums, 2 mixtapes. You put in work.
Yes, and it's more than 2 mixtapes. See, y'all.
Yeah, it's just 2 new mixtapes.
Yeah, 2 new ones. There you go.
She said, yes, 2 new ones. Like, recognize that.
Yeah. What's the name? What's the name of them? They call Boss what?
Boss Bitch Music Volume 1 and then Boss Bitch Music Volume 2.
Okay.
Yeah. And the one before that was called Terrible Bitch. It came out like the end of 2009. And then
okay.
I came with Boss Bitch Music Volume 1 like around March. And then I dropped Volume 2 at the very, very end of September.
Okay.
For this year. Yeah.
Okay.
Major moves.
So you have another alias, too, which is the Georgia Peach, too. So how did you come about that?
Honey, look, this is too funny. Just being out on the road doing stuff, and, you know, the fellas, oh, Shawty, you fine. You a Georgia Peach, huh? And I was like, yeah, I am, aren't I? No, just wait. So I just started, like, you know, kind of rolling with that. I thought it was kind of cute. You know, I had kind of graduated from the whole Queen of Crunk. That was during my Do It era, you know. And people started calling me the Queen of Crunk when the whole crunk movement was live. And then I kind of, you know, moved on to the Georgia Peach as the music evolved and changed. And so I'm the Queen of Crunk, the Georgia Peach, and the Bus Chick.
Got it. Okay.
Rashida the Boss.
We got to ask her the topic, Brenna. So we...
Oh, how do you know if a relationship is not going to work?
It's not going to work. You're going to.
How can you tell if it's not going to work? Like, you're not going to go further with your relationship?
Like the signs of it not
working.
Like
the signs of it not working.
Yeah.
That's good. First of all, you got to peep, like, the whole communication game. Like, you know, the vibe is, are you guys vibing? Are you communicating? Are y'all clicking? You know, and if things are, you know, if you're feeling as though this person ain't really who they perceive themselves to be, that would definitely turn my life all the way off. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can't
liars.
Do that. You know, lying. You know how y'all fellas do. You know what I'm saying? Acting like y'all ain't. You live with your baby mama and be trying to act like you're single. No, just
you know. That's real talk, though. That's real talk.
Girls do that too. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't
do that.
Friend like a mom.
I can't flex and act like it's one sided. It's not one sided at all. You know, us women, we get
just
down.
Better at doing it. That's all.
You know what? I'll say that. I take that. We are.
Yeah. We're more organized. We're more organized.
Niggas just mess up. They leave their phone. Niggas just mess up.
Okay.
Leaving all kind of clues and shit behind. Yeah.
And you know now the text be popping up on your screen and shit when you on all the new phones, somebody texts you and it just be bam right there and you just look and be like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Look at your girl right there texting you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. So what, you got any more questions for her, Ebernus?
How would if artists want to collab with you, how would that go about or
they can hit the same email.
Same email.
7@gmail.com. Yep. But
yeah,
I do got to tell everybody they need to follow me on Twitter, though.
Yeah.
I'm following you on Twitter. I hit you up a minute ago.
I've been kind of off and on because I was writing, so I've been kind of off and on because, boy, you can't. If you sit on Twitter, you won't get shit done. So
that's
I'm like,
true.
I can't do that.
That's true. Let everybody know exactly what it is, though, like your site info.
Okay, so my Twitter is at Rashida G.A. Peach. It's RashedaGapeach. And for everybody who's not seen, like, all of my videos and who's not up on all the viral and real videos that I put up, make sure you check out my YouTube page. It's youtube.com/DLO117. And other than that, I mean, Twitter's the best way because I'm always on. I'm sending out links to songs and updating on what's going on and letting you know where I'll be at, so make sure you're following me.
Boss.
We got one of your songs in here too. Did you have anything else that you wanted to let everybody know before, you know, we play your song?
Of course I do. My first single is called Batter. It's featuring Toya Carter and Jasper. It is available on iTunes. Make sure you go get it. And I shot the video. The video will be out very, very soon. All over television, all over the internet. So be looking out for Batter.
Okay.
Rashida the Boss.
Definitely. We got two songs in here. I don't know which one you want me to play, but I'll play whichever one you want.
You know what? Just you can play Batter. It ain't as ghetto. You know, I had to flip the switch and put a little classiness on that thing. You know, it's called, well, it's really, it, the song is really saying you batter than a motherfucker. That's
right.
What it's saying. So, you know, this is for all the sexy boss chicks out there and for all the bosses out there who love them a bad bitch. Check out Batter.
There it is. Thank you, babe, for coming through.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
All right.
I saw your pretty ass and soon as you step in the club, I was like, ooh, looking so good. I just said, no, you were out of your better than the motherfucker. I want you better than the motherfucker. Shout out you better than the motherfucker. I want you better than the motherfucker.
I see you.
You see me.
I know you want it, baby.
I know you want it, baby. All up on it, baby. I'm the type that you gon' wanna make you lady. Wanna make you lady, make you main lady. You turn your swag on soon as I walk in. Tryna impress, I'm not an easy chick to win. Tell me how you can do it better than the next man. Can you please me, do it like no other man.
Ooh, I saw your pretty ass. Ooh, not just up in the club. Oh,
the way my dress fitting, he like my tattoos, love the way the things fit. Is it my smile? He say my face so pretty. Said I'm the one that he's been trying to get with. Is it my attitude? He know I'm independent. He know I'm about it. He know I get it. He kinda fly, got a sexy face. Thought I found love, could he be my soulmate?
Okay.
we got in common with one another.
Just keep it real, I know you done played the field,
and now you're looking for a girl who can seal the deal.
You've been waiting on me, baby, well here I is.
Tell me what you got,
handle your beat.
He ain't like them other suckers and he made it clear.
He said he gotta have me and whisper in my ear.
Ooh, I saw your pretty ass just as soon as you stepped in the club.
All up on it, baby. I'm the type that you gon' wanna make you lady. Wanna make you lady. Make you main lady.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio. It's that chick fire.
Your boy E-Burners.
E-Burners. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Loving all my Air It Outers. I know I see y'all on the line, Kim.
We're about to get to y'all in a minute.
We started a little late, a little back. Yes, yes. We started a little late, ladies and gentlemen, but it's all good. So we just had Lola, Rashida. Hang on.
Oh.
Crazy.
Two chicks that's spitting, like, they actually can rap. Like, these two chicks can rap. They ain't no fly by night or nothing. They actually be spitting, so.
And they getting
y'all need
money.
To check them out. Yeah, and they doing their thing.
Yes.
Videos on 106 and Pog, BET nominations. They definitely doing it. Y'all might not hear them, but now y'all know who they are. Go check them out. Y'all might love them. Like, you know what I mean? I actually like both of them as far as artists, so.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, make sure y'all cop that mixtape for both of them, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
Both of them be fly. So, we're going to hit these lines up. You know, they're getting kind of crazy over here. So, make sure y'all press one. I see a lot of people on here that, you know, maybe they just listen or whatever, but maybe they don't know. Press 1 if you want to talk to us, me and my co-host for today, E-Burners. So, let's go.
Yeah.
How they do? Lego. Lego.
Lego.
Lego. Lego. Lego. So, we're going to head out 5218 Air It Out Radio.
Yo, yo, what it is. It's still your boy, Dick Burst. I'm still on the line. You know
oh,
what I'm saying?
Shit. I'm sorry. I done hit the wrong person. Hold on. Okay. My crazy ass. Look, all these fucking numbers in here. All right, 9014. I already know who this is, but you introduce yourself.
Hey, fine. This is Kim King.
Yeah,
Kim
King.
King, baby.
What's good? What's good, baby? What's good?
What's up with y'all?
Same old
shit,
same.
That's what the show is doing with it, dude, as normal.
Another female. See, they killing y'all tonight,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly. Kim, you ain't even here. We got you. E-Burners got you all in the intro and everything.
No, I was actually listening.
Okay.
I didn't hear myself, but I was just still jamming to it. Like, I love this.
Yes.
But, yeah, that's love, E-Burners things.
Can't
always.
I'm excited.
Man, look, I pay attention.
Yes.
I know that's right.
Definitely doing your thing. So what's going on with you? I know we still working on the music thing.
Oh, my goodness, yes. I came, I was in, you know, I was in the city, had a playlist, and I recorded some good music with homies Craft. Shout out to Craft from London and R5 Fire. And we recorded some good music, so, you know, we just waiting for that to get done up and come back and do some more. Hopefully with Miss Fire Chick, because I love working with her.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, that's another bridge we're going to cross later.
True. So that means we're going to have some new stuff up in here pretty soon.
Yeah, I want a song too.
Yep, I want mine too.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. You got it, though. You definitely do. You got it.
No doubt.
But, yeah, I mean, that's what's up. Basically, I'm a lab rat right now. Like, I'm doing a lot of studio work and networking, but it's all to make, you know what I mean, make the summer pop. I can't wait. So.
Yeah, y'all definitely got to hit Kim up, man. She's an R&B singer,
y'all,
you know.
Y'all better go check out.
Yeah, but, you know,
I have been getting
a lot of views and listens through my Reverb Nation. I've been paying attention to that a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, really, really, really appreciative. I really thank everybody, especially y'all, Fire Chick. you know, because, well, Air It Out Radio for that matter, because, you know, y'all let me, gave me the chance to put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you definitely got some skills, so.
Yeah,
it ain't
going
to
be hard
kinker.
To put out.
What is it?
Kinker bean, kinker
cake. Kinker toy, kinker bee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My hands,
no comment, no comment.
But but for the Reverb Nation, that's what, only one Kim King. ReverbNation.com says only one Kim King. That's like, you know, a new addition to the Kinker family, but.
She had one song that made me want to light some candles up, boy.
Oh, for real,
come
that
to you.
Shit.
Yeah, that
come
song.
To you,
what?
Yes.
Like you want to
come to you
to
is
rain or something and just sit home
put
and
the phone
pull up.
Down and do some things.
Do something strange.
Come to you. No. A good, you know, it's having a good and weird reaction. I ain't gonna say bad, but it's having a good and weird reaction because I'm, you know. It seems like I'm literally singing the drones off people.
Drone music.
But we need that,
I'm
though.
I love
we
it.
We need that.
Yeah.
That's that baby-making music, you know?
Yeah. People are like, I've heard a lot of people compare it to Anytime, Anyplace by Janet Jackson, which is wonderful to hear so far for me. Because,
yeah.
You know, that drone was, Janet.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Taking me back there, taking me back.
All right, come back. Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio.
So, Kim, did you hear the topic?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
and
so what's your opinion on that?
I think the minute, I think it really has everything to do with the intimacy in a relationship because that'll change no matter how you feel about the person that you're supposed to be cheating with. It'll change because, you know what I mean, like it's cheating or just a failing relationship takes away from the intimacy. And once that, like, change you to something, I think that's when you can notice it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Definitely. You come home, your shit ain't there.
Yeah,
you already
know. Or like, you know, you twist it a different way this time. Like, where you get that from? Or
yeah.
You know, just little stuff like
yeah.
Lack of, and
mm-hmm.
You know, once that lack start kicking in with a man that you normally have sex with almost all the time, it's like okay.
They start getting their hair cut on different days and shit.
Right. Work is, you know, saying it works
extra
long.
I gotta go on Friday, Thursday.
Extra phone calls. You know,
mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it has to do with, like, intimacy.
You want to know my advice on that?
What's your advice?
I'm
scared.
Pop that Kim King song in with your lady, and you'll forget about all them damn problems.
You'll forget about all
it out.
That. It'll
yep.
Feel like one of them
light
nights.
Some candles, cut the phone off. Hey, look.
I ain't heard no song like that in a minute. I'm fucking like,
good,
you know what? I've been trying so hard to get that to Golden Girl well, when she was on the radio. Because you know how at 12 o'clock she played that Drew Hill joint.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I'm just listening to it. Then I listen to my joint, you know, an instrumental with just me on the hook. And I'm listening like, yo, Golden Girl needs this. But, you know what I mean? She never got around to it. Like, I've been pushing it everywhere because I'm like, this song is crazy.
It's gonna
some
be heard.
People ain't ready for that, though. They ain't.
Nah, it's going to be heard. Grown folks going to appreciate that.
They're
yeah,
going to hear it here,
yeah.
Definitely.
That'll create a couple lives.
They gonna hear it everywhere. She
How long is that song again? That's enough time.
It's about like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You get some assistance with the situation at the end of the song.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So you know.
You
she
know?
Show you how to do it. Up.
That's some good phone sex. Some good phone
nobody
sex.
Nobody believes this fake. Nobody.
Yeah. You
got
to look.
Y'all
can check that out for all the Air It Out listeners. You can check that joint out on ReverbNation.com/only
yeah.
Number One Kim King. It's like it's gonna come to you. You'll love it.
Yeah.
You hear it.
Well, what are we getting into tonight? Cause you got so much stuff.
We're not gonna get into come to you.
He's like, no, you gotta
but,
go to my page for that.
I might start
yeah,
sweating.
Yeah, go to the
take
page
my shirt off. Like, what the?
You better stop it. But no, tonight I wanted to hear Get On My Level featuring Ad Lava.
Oh, Ad Lava. Okay, EA.
Yeah. That was the joint. He killed it too. I wasn't mad at him.
Abba
and,
Bees.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm looking
and
for that joint.
Get On My Level. It's basically almost talking about the topic for the night. You know what I mean? When things start changing and, you know what I mean? Don't play with me. Get on my level. So.
Do we got that? Oh, no.
I hope so.
No, I don't have that.
You don't
have that.
I got to get
well,
out of here. Come to you. I really like you.
Get your money,
get it
girl.
Poppin'. Get your money. Yeah, I don't have that. Oh, you holding back on me? I don't have that one.
I'm so
holding back on the good shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I mean, you said you don't have
I don't have
Get
it.
Your money.
No. Oh, I got to get your money, yeah.
Yeah, well, don't forget your money. You still my shit, too.
Yeah.
Get your money.
Okay, get your money, Kim.
So this is for the ladies that was already on tonight, because we have some, you know, some get money chicks on.
Oh, yeah, they definitely bought that money.
Do anything, so this is for my ladies that give me the dollar.
Yeah. Kim King.
Get your money, girl.
Fire.
E-Burners. Let's go.
I know that's right. E-Burners got his little style going on. I'm loving the fact that you know, you asking questions, you doing your job. I'm loving it.
Man, I love music, man. Look, I love everything to do with music. As long as it's good music and I can tolerate it, I love music. Like,
and that, you know what the thing of it too? Like, you really liked, you know, a lot of people like you, E-Burners. You know, you got that little style and little swag going on, so... You know, plus you can write your ass off.
I'm trying to please everybody, man. Look, man, y'all want to do a song with E-Burners, anything? Look, just hit fire up. Look, man, I'm willing to do something with everybody, man. It's, Philly need to come up for real. Like,
exactly.
It's too much talent here to just, Yeah, Kim King is crazy.
Kim King, man. Y'all gotta hit her up, man. She like the only vocalist that really calls up.
I need about six songs, Kim.
Yeah, y'all gotta get with her.
I'm gonna make the music tomorrow.
There you go. See? It wouldn't hurt to pay either. It wouldn't hurt to pay, y'all. It wouldn't hurt to pay, nigga.
Oh, yeah, break a couple dollars on. Ain't nothing wrong with bread.
Ain't nothing wrong with bread. She works it.
You all just heard her say.
So y'all know the quality is there, you know. She on the website. She on the homepage. So her song is playing. Y'all can hear something else from her. Yeah. So why not? So we're going to hit up another caller, 5327 Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What's up, guys?
I did it!
Yeah, you got it.
Alright.
What's up, Bernie?
What's up, Cancer? What's the dilly?
Chilling at work.
At work,
ooh,
huh?
At work.
That's how
you
do it.
At work.
I would do the same
special.
Shit if I was at work, nigga. I'd be straight on, like, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick, look.
I'm calling it out radio. I know that's right. That's
I'm chilling. I like the topic for tonight, too.
Okay. I know it wasn't the one we talked about, but we definitely going to get one of them in there.
All right, that's cool with me.
Definitely. So what's your opinion on that, Burnham, Black Cancer?
Speak Cancer.
You know that relationships are done? What's the whole question?
Uh-oh.
How do you know when your relationship is not going to work anymore? Like, it's not going
to
go further than how it is right now. Like, it's over. Like, how do you know when it's over?
You can start by communication. If it's a lack of communication, you know that shit about to be fucked up.
True.
For real. Cause
main
like,
reason,
It's like when you bag a chick or whatever, that's communication right there. From the time you get to meet her, you know, with first impressions to later on down the line where y'all actually find out y'all boyfriend and girlfriend and all that old other good stuff, then you like, damn, you start to acknowledge when they fall off. The next thing you know, it's just in pieces. So if you don't have the communication, the sex drive, like, decreased and all that, then you know it's a wrap, especially if you come in and y'all don't even speak to each other, y'all barely sleeping with each other, or, like, you know how you see people out with each other, and instead of them, like, really busting it up with one another, you see them on the phone.
Quiet.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Like, you see on the phone with the nigga, and she got a dude right beside him, like.
Talking like it's her girlfriend.
Yeah, right?
Some old mother. Or they might just don't even care.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude don't either, because he fucking another chick. It's just that they in the situation that they in, whatever reason that may be. Misery loves company, so you never know.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True indeed.
That is true. That's crazy. But it's a lot of relationships out there like this, so, you know.
Yeah, that shit is sad, too.
It is.
Yeah, because when you grow up, you see long-ass relationships and grandparents be together for 60 years. Then it come down to your parents and your aunts and them. They be married for, like, 2 weeks. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, this generation don't really value that shit. Even marriage is not, like, the same no more. Like, I feel as though get as much screwing as you going to get out of. Because, like, once you decide you want to get married and shit like that, don't cheat, because, like, I don't really respect that, and I know a lot of niggas that do that shit, so, I mean, it is what it is when it comes to that, but I don't really care for it. Like, once I get a wifey, a official wifey, and I go through all the steps, I ain't cheating. I'm just going to have one.
You just got to keep things spicy, that's all.
Y'all start out not cheating anyway.
You said especially start out not cheating. You crazy.
Yeah, y'all start out
if
like,
if a nigga handling
faithful?
His business, she don't need no reason to cheat.
Yeah.
If you handling your business on a financial, sex,
emotionally,
the
whole
man, emotional, being there when she needs you, man, look, she ain't going nowhere. You just
gotta... that's the problem, because us women, we always, what's that word that we do? We,
cater?
No, we settle. You know what I mean? Like,
a lot of girls do settle. I can see that. Y'all do settle.
We do. And
but y'all settle for assholes half the time.
True, we do. We be
y'all settle for the nigga that stay in and out of jail, the nigga that be on the corner. Y'all settle for that instead of the dude that work down on Wall Street. Y'all settle for the hood nigga with the Benz for now.
Like beating your ass and...
Whoop your ass every now and then. They be cool.
You gotta learn to pull your cards right.
But he love me. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But what's new with you, Cancer? What's new? What's coming out? What's like, you know what I mean?
Man, I'm almost done. I've been putting together my mixtape. I haven't actually been hitting the booth or done like that because I want to get all the songs done. So when I talk to somebody and I make some type of business deal, negotiation and shit, then I'm just going to hit the booth hard and make the mixtape, like, within a couple hours. I'm not trying to do it periodically throughout the months and then put it together. I want one shot, one deal, and that's how it's going to be. Give me a bag of weed and we can.
No, you didn't.
That sound like a plan. A couple hours, get it done. I do that.
Yeah,
I do the same thing. I knock them joints out like 2 days. Let me get a whole mixtape.
Right.
Go in and black out for like 2 days. And I, look, that joint be done, mixed, ready to hit the shelf.
Yeah, wow. Man.
You said a bag of weed.
Well, I ain't talking about no nigga down. We talking about
a bag of weed.
Half an ounce or something like that.
He meant a whole bag.
Yeah, right?
But on top of that, what I want to do is when I drop my mixtape is supposed to be in connection with my poetry chapbook. So my poetry chapbook is going to be called Feed the Flames, and my mixtape is going to be called Blackout, Feed the Flames. And you'll get the concept behind the chapbook, you'll get the concept behind the mixtape. So I'm going to try to do both of those and really get those out at the same time. Hopefully it goes the right way. Shit don't always come out how you plan it, so.
Focus, that's all it is, man. You got it. You got the talent to do it, man. All you got to do is focus on it, man. It'll come out.
Good luck,
guys.
So, what the hell? So, anyway, I know we got some music in here. I was going through some of your stuff. It sounded good.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to, since you're talking on relationships or whatever, I'll play the song that's covered for good aspect, the sexual one, so we could play Break It Down. And can I get my plan real quick?
Of course.
I just set up the joint, so now I got my URL.
.com/BlackCancer.
You can find three sites, and I'm trying to add a YouTube as well as a Reverb Nation and that piss to that. So we're going to see how that turned out.
Okay.
That works.
That's much easier, too, doing that.
Yeah, it's much easier, because then I ain't got to sit there and be like, yo, check my Facebook, check my Twitter, check my this, that, the third, and so forth.
Yeah.
I just tell you, go to my URLs, and it's that simple, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So, said we're going to play Break It Down?
Break It Down.
Air it out.
Long as you got 2 miles, baby, open wide. Your womb is a house. How about that I go inside? Floor all your furniture. Fucking up the comforter. I'm touching up your loving, hun. Buttercup went up in her. Sweet pleasure. Never running, but I'm coming when you text. Give me sex. I'ma stretch you like a rubber band. It's rubber cane, man. Always in love with yams. 9 is my pipe, 4 to 5, and you young as 10. And I know, cause your hoes always run their damn lips while off a man dick to the yelling ram. Inside of their box with sizable knots that they doors open every time I'm trying to get shot. Yeah. On super bass, put it back, make it clap, make it shootin' ace. With a black in a sack, I'm losing it. 2 slaps, 2 smacks, I'm abusing it. I'm loosin' it up, love your juices when you come. Stroke you down, stroke you round, cause you used to getting fucked. Simple ways, so I pop you like a pimp, babe. Swim your ways, I'm a renegade, but I penetrate. Pick you up when you fuck, I ain't finna lay. But I do give a screw like a turkey drink, I ain't finna play, that's in the way. Roller coaster, stroke you when I poke you, it's all in my face. So is the end, roll with the candy, the only way, babe, that I finna play. 4 or more, you're adorable, that's why I dig your shades and your personality. Your mind you find just like a ticket, babe, that I'm finna pay. Next time that we stepping out, ain't no doubt you can get your way.
Break it down.
Nobody else to hear the sound. Just love the body up there. Break it down. Break it down. Nobody else to hear the sound. Just love it.
good shit, I don't smell it, but she's got an ego. Free coat, Nella on the bench. Fuck with the cards, and I Nella in the rear. Down for anything, don't wanna make a mini-me. That's why the contraceptive in the rear. I get the lesson up to be when she blessing me with his. She get definitely a whiz. When I eat her, I drive her crazy. I guess I'm reckless with my lips, neglecting any shit. Big Daddy Black ain't half-stepping when I slid inside her womb. No fuss if I bust when I pop a balloon. On a hush PC, leave her logically cool. Through your head, because your body is like a marathon. Body twitching, because I love when we light switching as we carry on. This sexual endeavor that's better than ever. Fast notes, you down to your liquid as I mic and swim it. I love you, baby.
Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire.
What's your boy E Bonus?
Hey,
what's going on?
Y'all don't fucking know. Competition, we ain't worried.
We
anyway.
At all.
Rashida. Lola.
Lola.
We got our boy on the line, too.
Be Cancer. All
Be Cancer. Exactly. Kim.
Where my nigga Nightcrawler at, man?
Oh, man. I miss Nightcrawler. Where the heck is he? He probably at work or whatever. But shout out to all our aired outers that, you know, we missed and everything because the scheduling of the show and all that stuff. But it's all good. Shout out to Kashmir, too. I see him on the line. Be well.
I know we got y'all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We definitely got y'all. So hang on. We definitely we going to get to y'all. So, but we got to get to our next guest because it's only right. So, you know, go ahead and introduce him for me.
It's your boy, Red Dot. Bring him in.
Ow. What's going on, Red Dot?
Hey, now what's going on with you?
It's the Dilly, man.
Hey, now
Dill.
What's pop?
Same
you,
old
you,
shit.
You.
No, you was
you.
Pop.
Hey, try and be everybody tonight. I heard everybody sound like they dead. Niggas better wake
I
up.
I know, right? They sound
like
they
have. Y'all didn't call. Y'all. Sound like I was listening to DJ Resident Evil up that joint. Everybody all dead tonight.
Exactly.
What's good?
We well, Rashida and Lola wasn't bees, so we definitely.
Nah, they wasn't.
That.
Matter of fact, tell them if they like fat people, get at your boy, man.
Stop it. He said they like fat people. You out? As long as you got some money, they want some money. You gonna be able to take care of them, all that good stuff.
Yeah, like that goes towards bills and buffets, though. So.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt.
So, what's going on with you since 106 in Park?
Oh, man, everything. We working on this album right now, The Great Debate. So we got that dropping in 2011. We just put out the mixtape hosted by DJ Quicksilver, who won the Puff Daddy DJ of the Year last year. We just dropped the mixtape. Actually, we just dropped it on Sunday, Fifth Gear Entertainment. So working on this tour coming up, trying to get on this Rick Ross tour coming up, and try to make some things happen with this Jive Records situation. So
you say Jive Records?
Yeah.
Jive.
Oh,
okay.
All right. So
where you from?
Pioneer City, Pioneer City, Maryland. We like in between D.C., in between Baltimore, so there is hoods in between both of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we know that. We know that. We done drove through there. Okay, okay.
So you pretty much, you know, was it hard for you to get on? Like, how did you, what was the process of you getting on 106 in part?
Well, I was doing a lot of, like, little local battles out here, showcases out here, and went through actually the radio station, and I got introduced to Little Mo, you know, the Miss Superwoman, And she actually took a liking to me, so I used to go, she used to have a house around the corner from where I stayed at, and I used to go over there all the time, and she actually had like a $1,000 battle in her basement. And I ended up winning the joint. And ever since that day, she was always like, you know what, we're going to make this thing happen. And she actually kept her word, and she got me on there.
Wow.
And I actually was on there twice. A lot of people don't know that I was actually on Freestyle Friday two times, the only MC that ever was on there two times. The first time I battled the dude, Poster Boy, I don't know if y'all remember him, but I battled him, and needless to say, they don't have that footage up on you, they don't have that battle up on YouTube, so
they lost that one, huh?
Yeah, they lost that one. But shout out to the footage that they do have. I'm in the Hall of Fame, so it's all good.
Yeah,
that's
good, yeah.
Money.
You had Kanye West judging in Just Blaze. Wow.
Yeah, actually, I was actually after that. Kanye was actually showing interest, and I don't know. Maybe I guess he turned industry on me, and you know, when he started putting on that red sweater, it might have got a little small, and he forgot that, you know, I was left out in the cold. So,
oh my God,
it's all good though.
So, are you still freestyling and everything? Or are you pretty
much?
Yeah,
I still do a little something when it's time to, you know. When it's
breeze.
Time to get off, when it's reasonable ears around, I still do what I do.
Okay.
What's new with you? What's new with you music wise, as far as like mixtapes, albums?
Well, this Everybody Hates Chris project. That's pretty much what we pushing right now. We got the first single dropping called Those Jeans. Y'all expect that to hit MTV Jams real soon, 106 and Park real soon. And trying to work on this record with Cassidy real soon, so y'all look out for that too.
Okay,
Cassidy,
Philly,
huh?
Yeah, it's going down.
Okay, Mr. Perfect. All right. Yeah. So, what's the name of the new album that you have coming out in 2011?
That project right there is actually called Politically Incorrect. So it's pretty much the telling about how we feel as I'm trying to speak on behalf of black people that, you know, never had much, and how everything that's correct to people that had much is not what's correct to us. So that Politically Incorrect project is like a mix between Deepening Rap and Blueprint 2.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't like big business, man.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, trying to be like y'all.
Oh,
any collabs out of other artists that we might know or in the works
besides the little mode thing? Y'all can look out for the record. I don't know. Y'all heard the dude Mully Man, but I'm waiting on that whole song to get done right now. So we're doing a song called 295, which pretty much is going to feature cats in between Philly all the way to D.C. Y'all know Rain Man. Y'all in the Philly area, so I know y'all know who Rain Man is.
Yeah, Rain. Yeah.
So we pretty much putting together all the cats that's hot going down the 295 border that cats really don't show that much love to. So, and y'all can look out. We're trying to get this thing with Busta Rhymes going. If we can get that, then it's a wrap for the rap game in 2011.
I hear that.
Oh, that's right. So, who are your features that you have coming on there, like, besides Busta or whatever?
Backlund. He actually he's from out of the Baltimore area, but he's doing a whole bunch of big things right now. I don't know if y'all heard of him, but y'all will. As far as like big names, I don't like to work with big names because they get real cocky. They don't like to do records with cats that's better than them. Like I reached out to like three or four people, and you know they kind of bullshitted with getting the record back to me. So I'm in my FU state right now.
Mm.
And that's
I feel you on that.
that's keeping it 100.
Right.
They don't.
You got any beef with anybody?
I got beef with a lot of people. Like,
can we get some names?
This is Air Out Radio, right?
That, so, it sure is.
I wouldn't really call it a beef, but I call it like, you know what I'm saying? Like the whole Kanye thing. Like, I lost a lot of respect because a lot of people don't. A lot of people talk a whole lot of stuff, and then when it comes down to keeping true to your word, you know what I'm saying, it falls through. So my whole thing is, you know, Yeezy, whatever the fuck y'all want to call him. I think that whole situation could have went a lot better. As far as beef, like, damn, y'all going to make me say names, man. I ain't going to say no names right now,
really?
Man.
Really?
Look, it's competitive hip-hop, that's all.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's what it is. But I will say this, though. Tell T.I. I said what's up, though.
Yep. Well, you know what? He locked up, so he really ain't going to be able to do nothing for a minute. So.
Yeah.
What was the situation with that, if y'all mind? Like, yeah, and big names that you got a problem with. Like, I thought it was somebody, like, you know.
That's a good thing. You got big problems.
Yeah.
That's all.
True.
And you up for the challenge, so
it's not even
at the
beef, it's just a lot of false sold dreams to cats, you know, that's hungry. Like, I think when people see that somebody's really hungry, like, I think that people need to limit how they talk to you as far as gassing you up about situations. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't gas cats up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I met somebody who, you know, told me that, you know, they was looking for a new artist over there, and needless to say, you know, that's pretty much where it stopped at, so.
Wow. Yeah, that's a low blow.
Yeah.
But you know what, in T.I.'s defense, maybe, you know, he's going through all that stuff and it just kind of got overshadowed or something.
Yeah, and I believe that, but that's even like Rough Riders over there where Jade and them used to be. Like, I was taking trips to New York all the time for Rough Riders, and like, true story, like, they was showing crazy interest. Shit got me crazy beats, finished a rack of joints, and leaders just got scammed out of some dough, so it was kind of,
You too, huh? You getting scammed out of dough?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going around.
Watch them dough scammers.
Yeah.
They do it.
Yeah. So do you have any labels that are hollering at you that they, you know, they got some stuff on the table right now?
Yeah.
Besides Jive.
Atlantic. So I'm even one of them, but a lot of people say, you know, that's not a good look for what I'm trying to do. But to me, a good look is anybody that got some money that's ready to put this project out. So I'm trying to create with this mixtape, I'm trying to create this buzz and get this bidding war going on. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the month, I'm going to be able to say it's 10 labels out there ready to sign Red Dot.
I know that's right.
And I'm going to say, Air It Out Radio, that's, we all on it.
Exactly. What does Red Dot mean, though? Like,
Red Dot stands for, a lot of people, when they hear it, they think it's a gun. And everybody always asks me that, and I tell them it ain't got nothing to do with no bloods. It ain't got nothing to do with no guns. It stands for, R.E.D. is respect everything done, and D.O.T. is doing our thing, but I added an extra T because I wanted to be different than just D.O.T.
Mm-hmm.
So it stands for respect everything done while we doing our thing.
That's hot.
Ooh, okay.
That's real hot.
Yeah.
No doubt. A lot of these artists don't got no meaning behind their names, too, so that's...
They don't got no meaning behind their raps.
Yeah, I feel you on that, too.
You can tell me somebody don't got a meaning behind a rap when, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's a lot of cats that just don't have no meaning behind a whole bunch of stuff they do, but it is what it is.
That's true. So,
Back rapper season.
Yeah.
I feel you on that. That need to be the question.
That's the name of my mixtape, man. Look, Back rapper season. It's crazy.
Let me host that.
Right?
You can.
Get it down. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I know 2011, like, what's going on with you?
Y'all can look for the mixtape. the mixtape and album release party, which is going to be in Maryland, Fifth Gear Entertainment, my manager, A.E., we putting that together, hopefully, with 93.9 KYS with DJ Quicksilver. So we're going to be throwing that. Last year, I had a birthday party. We had Wale come through and perform. So this year, for my birthday, March 4th, I'm looking for even bigger. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay. When you coming to Philly?
We actually be in Philly in another week. Have y'all ever heard of the dude Jahlil Beats? He did the Red Cafe and Puff Daddy track.
Yeah, that's Meek Mill's manager.
Exactly, Meek Mill's peoples. I'm actually getting ready to do a record with him, so we get ready to work on a record in the next week. So I'll be in Philly probably next Thursday.
Oh, you gotta link up.
Gotcha. Holla at me, show me where the cheese steak spot. That
you
was
do it.
We got him on deck too.
Right. Mm-hmm,
once
definitely.
You get one, boy, you gonna keep driving to Philly, boy, to get another one.
Do you
That's
know?
Funny. Hey, it is what it is.
Well, we gotta ask you the topic today.
Yeah, how do you know when your relationship is over with?
Oh,
what signs that tell you that your relationship is done?
It's a wrap.
When your lady friend tell you put a condom on.
Ooh.
when your lady friend introduce you to her buddies, her new friends that you haven't met before as, hey, this just Tony or Mike and not my boo or my baby or my boyfriend no more.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that, nigga.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just read that.
Who that?
Yeah,
Tony?
Right?
What the fuck you mean, Tony? We've been
together 8 years. That's how
okay. Yeah, that is so true. That is so true.
Yeah.
That is so true. Usually you'd be like, this is my
know.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Hey, y'all, this Tony.
Yeah.
This Tony
y'all
right
be like,
here.
This that nigga. What's your name again?
That's funny, see?
See? So.
Yeah. What song is we playing tonight from Red Dot?
Red Dot.
What song we got to play from you?
What y'all got in the queue? Which joint y'all got?
We got Vibrate and The Villains. Wait a minute, is that you? No, that's not even you. My bad. We only got one fresh.
Oh yeah, well let's get it. That fresh joint right there is produced by the same cat that did that chicken noodles joint, chicken noodle with a soda on the side. So go ahead and bop that.
All right, that Air Dot Radio, that bitch, eat burners.
Woo! Yeah, let's go.
I need everybody to hit the floor right now. Hey, chat your girl and be like, they playing my song.
I'm fresh, fresh like a million bucks. Got a pocket full of money and I'm ready.
Ready for paparazzi, snuck in a sneaker shot. Whenever we in the lab.
hustler. No fighting, no hating, no games, no lames. And tonight, no faking.
Radio, it's that chick fire.
What's your boy E Burners? Let's go.
Burners is so funny. It's your boy E Burners. Make sure y'all check out the website air.radio.net 347-677-1163. So definitely. Oh, should I tell them that you know, I'm in the process of looking for some office space for y'all, so I can have y'all come up and do some interviews. You know, y'all could sit and chat with us live, da-da-da-da. We'll be on video pretty soon. So definitely loving that. Look out for that. Make sure y'all check out the website, too. So he burns it all
out.
On there like crazy.
Air It Out Radio.
Exactly.
Get y'all interviews done, everything, man. Help us help you, man.
Yeah.
You know, be here for y'all.
Free promo.
Free promo. Free. You know, you heard the word free?
Yeah, right?
Black people, free.
Free. Let us free.
Shout
out to Red
no
Lives.
Yes, no bias.
Jay Verse. What's his name? Yeah, Jay Verse.
Shank Dom. B Cancer.
Exactly.
Where my man Rome at, man? Where Rome at?
I don't know where Rome at. Rome been chilling, leave me.
Get at us, Rome. Stop playing.
Yeah, definitely. So, who are we going to hit up the line? See, why not?
See who on.
1611, Air It Out Radio.
Live.
What's good?
What's up, peoples?
Who are we talking to?
Talking to Propane Blaze, a.k.a. Scythe Bang, you already.
Okay.
Propane Blaze.
Yeah, Propane Blaze, New Jersey's finest, you heard?
Jersey.
Okay. Jersey.
Know that.
Please. I got music in here for you.
Nah, not yet, man. I was in the... In the motions of building something right now, you know.
Okay. I know. No music. I was like, what?
You got any sites with music that we could, people could check you out on?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Check me out. YouTube, Scythe Bang. Just Google me. You know what I'm saying? All one word, if so.
Okay.
Okay. That's what's up. So, this is your first time calling, huh?
Nah, this is actually my second time.
Is it your second? Oh, you lucky.
Yeah, I know you wanted to hit me with the dog.
She wanted to bang
you.
Bang
know? I hit nobody all fucking night, damn it.
She missed like four people. She wanted to bang
I'm sure
bang
that,
you
know what? I ain't want to hit the ladies because they too classy. Nah, I'm not saying they too classy, but, you know.
Bang, bang, bang.
You got to treat everybody the same.
I know. You
man.
Know what? You damn right. I got to treat everybody the same. You damn
bang,
right.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. But you know what? Bang. That bang, bang under construction because it was a little staticky. For real. So I kind of, that's why I really, really haven't been playing. That's the honest to God truth. So I got somebody critiquing that for me. So... We'll get that together. But they do. You right. Everybody needs to get the bang bang. Definitely. So
yeah.
What else is going on with you since we ain't got no music from you?
Yeah, don't make me sound like a deadbeat on here though.
Wait, no,
we
got
some music from you.
We'll
have some next week.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
But you here. You here.
Yeah, of course.
So,
That's all that matters.
You're right. Support. So.
Yeah, support. You know, you hit me up on the Facebook, you know. Thought that was
like,
love.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, babe.
No, you're okay. You want freestyle, anything? No?
Freestyle? Yeah.
Oh, shit, okay.
Hey, you give me a chance. I'm willing to do whatever.
Don't say that now. I'm just joking. But yeah, go ahead and spit something for us. Why not?
Yeah. You can catch me on the late night of broad daylight. I'ma shine quite bright back up that China white to hold my nine tight. Cause all my niggas grinding like I leave you cold like a Klondike. Pond Sight. Now you getting psyched up. Hot like Miami Vice. I play the corner store like Mike and Ice. Life like the dice, quick to strike. I'm twice as trice for the right price. I roll that tight to stink like the turnpike. Inhale to my windpipe until I gag sick. Stack pounds of bricks in the mattresses. Miraculous. Stick niggas like cactus. When I needed practice, I had to learn a game from addicts. I leave you gatless. Screaming like an actress. You take your cake, you've been stacking since the cat test. You know, I'm just.
There you go. Sure, we still appreciate
that's
that.
That's how you
though.
Do it.
Yeah. No, something. Radio. Let everybody know where they can reach you at. I don't like good stuff.
And you can reach me in Trenton, big.
Trenton.
Get
yeah. Yeah, you might have seen the song Gangland, shit like that. You feel me? It's real serious.
No, when I think of Trenton, I think of Rock This Funky Joint.
Oh, that's some old school for you.
Yeah,
right,
well, that's what I, when I think of Trenton, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
They by the bridge and shit.
Yeah, shout out to the kid, Wise Intelligence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got some celebs out here, but, you know, we low-key with it.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. You got to let them know about the show, though, so they can be celebs over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, basically. Get us some music. You know what I mean? You'll be played every week.
Every week.
New music. I mean, new interviews, oh, the whole nine.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So,
I'm going to let my peoples know about it, too, you know.
Definitely, too. We kind of had, like, a little craziness with the time or whatever, but we'll definitely be on track next Monday, 10 to 1, so, you know.
Same time, same place.
Same time, same place.
You know,
5 to 1.
Different
guests.
So, you know, that's about it. So,
yeah.
But where can they reach you at again?
YouTube. You YouTube me, Google me, you know what I'm saying, Syph Bang, all one word, you know, CYPHBANG, Mic Check Video Magazine, MySpace.
Why you
Facebook.
Ain't got no I, it's my URL, I'm hurt you.
You know, I do 1,000 things at once, so like,
okay.
I got the model. Right. Got the clothes popping, shit like that. Like, I'm everywhere. My name's Syph for a reason, you know.
Okay. I'm sorry to cut you off. Go ahead and finish your rundown. You YouTube and.
Yeah, YouTube, MySpace, Facebook, man. All you got to do is Google me, man. Just Google me and my shit will pop up everywhere.
And that's CYPANG, you said?
CYPHBANG.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. So, you know, definitely fuck with him and see what's going on. Y'all want to collab or whatever. So,
yeah.
He was the first freestyler tonight, too. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. Everybody been, you know, we've been having street guests, so it's like.
Yeah.
I need the Jingle Bell, John, then.
You need the what?
The Jingle Bell, Sarah.
Yeah.
I get a special prize tonight, man.
Yeah.
True.
Right. Well, you made sure you sent it in your music next week so we can get that popping.
I definitely will. All
right. All right. So, let's hit him with the question before he get up out of here.
How do you know when your relationship is over?
Done. Rep.
Over.
Yep.
When your bra starts sleeping in a different room.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a hurt piece.
Yeah, that's over. Yeah.
damn near.
Been
damn.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah. Or when you laying in the bed with her and she turned the other cheek on you.
She
like
can
she
just be mad at you that day.
Or
you mean she do that every night, huh?
Every night. She act like she tired every night.
Yeah, right? Rolling yeah. over and shit. She got a full. She got a whole bunch of clothes on and shit.
Yeah, what the fuck is up with that?
Like, you was not getting none of that.
She sleep with corduroys and everything on. Corduroys, a sweater.
Triple fat boots on.
Like, you ain't hot. You know?
Terrible, man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's
well, we definitely appreciate you coming through, showing us some
definitely.
Love. So, Yeah, hit me with the mail and everything. Hit me up on the mail and send that music in.
It's earitoutradio.net. It's earitoutradio.net at, what is it, Gmail, right?
At gmail.com. Yeah. Please don't forget
MP3s,
the
iTunes. MP3s.
Yes. No links, none of it. Ugh. Can't do it. People sending me reverb links and shit. What the fuck am I supposed to do with them? I'm supposed to download it for y'all. Come on. Stop it. But anyway, I definitely appreciate you coming through, babe.
No doubt. No doubt.
All right. Thanks. Burna.
You know.
We're going to hit up this line. We got a couple more calls. Please do not hang up. I'm going to get to you, definitely.
And we're going till 1:30 tonight, too. So.
Yes, we're going to 1:30 because our
Don't hang up. It ain't over
yeah.
yet.
Yeah, our time is a little off today. So.
They gave us an extra half hour.
Yeah. 3143, Air Dot Radio.
You know who that is, right?
I know who it is.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. What's going on?
Skaz, man. What's good?
What's good, Cass?
Oh, man. I'm chilling, you know?
Yeah,
listening
you
to y'all. I would have been called in earlier. Matter of fact, shout out to y'all for definitely playing my song. I don't know if it was the first song, but I called in.
Yeah, it was.
You was.
The first
oh,
song,
good.
Yeah.
Shut up for that. Because, you know, my phone was like the party line today, and I just kept getting interrupted when I'm listening to the show, so, you know,
right.
It's all good. I called back like 4 or 5 times, but, you know.
Yeah, I seen you was like, I was about to get to you, then you hang up. I'm like, what is this doing?
I said, I got to call back, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You're definitely doing your thing on this job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you a topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? You're all scared, like,
No.
Okay. So basically, when is the relationship over? Like, what signs?
Yeah, when is the it's over? It's done.
Like I heard the boy say, he said like when the communication is gone, you know, like man, when that's gone, you know, the sex stops. You know what I mean? And you know that's a big part, especially when the guy laying next to your girl and he can't get up. But then he go around another female that he's not with, and he can get right up and do his thing. It's like when you turned off, that's just the worst. That's the worst part, you know. So I think that's when, you know, when that sex go, when a guy can't even get up, you know. So that's just what it is, you know. Communication is a must, always.
Yeah.
I mean, and you got, you know. On both sides, you got to keep yourself up, you know, whether it's going to the gym or whatever, you know, just how you always was from the beginning, you know, keep that spark, keep that fire.
Yeah.
I mean, buy a stripper pole, you know, set it up, start swinging from that joint to side. Like, that's how you excite me.
There ain't
you
no
mean,
fucking
so.
Ass shit.
I got the dollars.
You know what, too? Y'all guys got, just because we have all our lingerie and stuff like that, y'all can throw some fucking silk boxes on and the cologne and shit like that. Come on. Get with it.
That ain't no problem. That ain't no problem because, you know, I'm a, you know, I like to do it with the lights on. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
I like to see everything. You know what I mean? I'm a more visual guy. You know what I mean? So,
the lights is like blaring and shit.
Yeah. I got to have it on.
Oh, it takes the whole romance out of it.
Well, for the romance, I keep the lights off and turn the candles on or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you just throw you know what you do? You throw a red scarf over the joint ball up. Red light
special.
Yeah. Don't burn out there, though.
They won't get that high. You be all right.
Oh, no, I did it before. It kind of got hot and melted.
Oh,
it got hot. But, you know.
You know?
That's that 100 watt. You need a 65 or something.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to cheap bulbs. But, wow.
That.
I can't believe. Anyway, I know it's a lot of guys.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that's a whole nother damn subject and shit.
I'll talk to you later then.
That's next week's topic.
Yeah, right?
Need that.
Yeah, he threw me all off my own. So, what's up with the mixtape? What's up with the mixtape?
Well, you know, the mixtape is coming for the new year, you know, and you definitely own that. I mean, I'm a man of my word, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just trying to do some big things for 2011 I can't even really talk about, you know, because, you know, it's still in development. But, you know, I'm definitely trying to be seen and heard more and collab with more people, you know. Like, so that's why I'm listening every day now, well, every Monday now. So I'm going to start taking down information and, you know, start collabing with all y'all cats. Yeah, man, need that.
Need that unity, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of good people on here. Like, you know, like, a lot of people don't like everybody, but it's going to be somebody on here that, you know, you're definitely going to feel, you know.
Yeah, it's a couple people I definitely felt. I mean, maybe one I didn't really, you know, feel, mm-hmm. but it felt good, you know. Is that it?
Yeah, like, everybody got their own
feel
thing.
Me.
Yeah,
everybody
exactly.
Everybody don't feel me, you know.
He's a yeah, nah. Yeah, nah. Yeah,
so.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, I'm on my side. I'm on my side.
Well, we
you know,
got you on the line. We going, you know, you had anything else you want to promote?
You know, my 215 vlog. That's Kazmir at, well, my bad. YouTube.com/Kazmir, CASSMEIR. You know, I just talk about what annoys me really on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube and stuff like that. So, part four. The holiday edition is coming up next week, so, you know, I'm going to definitely have some comedy on there for y'all, so. And, I did do the URL draw while I was on the phone with y'all, so.
There you go.
It's myurl.com. I did that quick, because I'm like, damn, I noticed you got, like, almost everybody on that shit, so,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm like, shit, let me get my shit right, so. You know,
well, shout out to Rome. He actually was the one who introduced me, and then, like, as I got on Twitter, I wound up actually meeting the people that actually have the place, you know, actually co-owner of it. So, but shout out to Rome for that. He was the one who put me on. He be on some new shit. So,
okay. Oh damn, you know everybody, don't you?
Mm-hmm. She do her homework, man. She be grounded, man.
Yeah.
Hard.
I try.
Real hard.
Yeah,
she be grounded.
She
real
definitely.
Hard.
She definitely tracked me down on the Google, and I was surprised. Like, yo, where'd she get that from? You know what I mean? That's
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Finding out all that shit.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, you know? So, you know.
So you got the URL. That's what's up.
Yeah, so I'm going to start promoting that. You know, shout out to you. Oh, yeah, and you are definitely in the next vlog, you know? So,
okay.
That's what it is. Need that.
Appreciate
yeah.
that. Appreciate
uh-huh.
that.
No problem, Miss Fire.
There you go. Well, we gonna get into one. Rebrandon, you have something else you wanna? You
oh no, just keep up on your grind, man. We hear the music, man. It's definitely there.
Yeah.
We hear your insight. That's definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I
mean,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
Keep grinding, man. Keep doing your thing, man. We support you. You always got to hear, no matter what, man.
Exactly. All right,
thanks, man. That's definitely good to hear, yeah, man. Definitely.
Right. So we're going to get into one more of your song. Why not? You know, we got a little bit of time, but we're going to get into one more.
Right,
I don't know which
that,
one.
Play that champion, y'all, because I don't, you know, people don't really hear me get to go, you know, going in.
Going
I just
in.
Went in and had fun with that, y'all, you know, right there.
Okay.
So, you know, champion.
All right. There it is, Kazmir.
Yeah. Did you realize?
Yeah.
That's something that I always knew. A warfare, money fronting in a tailored suit. Thanks for switching to my mind, the son of God of you. Chemistry without the fans, thank God for you. I just appreciate the work I do. Yo, the music, it makes life beautiful. I'ma switch it up a little bit though. Feeling like I'm falling vertical. Money in my mind like the motherfucker surgical. Hate is delicious, everybody got a purpose, yo. Coming to my city, I'ma get in territorial. Catch me on a video, blogging up in Philly, yo. Mediocre rapper, they be spitting in this pretty folk. Sucking for a fatty ass in cities that is pretty, yo. Niggas hard pressed, I ain't frontin' for a video. Ha, I say everything I wanna say. I ain't sweating pussy, run out and with at least 2 a day. Yeah, nigga, be me, get the finna like Lupe. You're a non-voter, who cares what you say. Catch me on my grind from Wednesday to Tuesday. Foundations are hot, they gon' move, mate. I'ma get 'em again, man. Yeah, I'm in my goddamn bag. I'm just doing me, so why are they mad? Guess I'm living better, incredible whole swag. Chillin' with a down there with edible whole bag. That's a bad duck, I see why they mad. I could coach them, but they have no swag. I'ma get 'em again, though.
Yeah. It's Cashmere, get to know me well. Never let you down, baby, I'm feeling swell. Fuck the traders, what they talking, they don't know me well. Check the story of my life, man, I tell it well. Used to be a pessimist, yeah, that's the old me. Stay up in my zone, I was told by OG. Only Cashmere who I focus on solely. Was told I've been a mental lockdown, no parolee. Heat wave and another coat still a cold me. Only sexy women, Facebook feeling pokey. Balling so hard, mega head, I wanna choke me. You don't wanna live with slaughter, don't provoke me. Something by my style is a blessing, God then chose me. Whom you wanna place your faith, I suppose me. That's me. My support is coming. It's here. Matter of fact, no one approves it's coming. Get ready. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio. That man messing up over here. Air It Out Radio.
Who the hell she calling?
Air It Out Radio. See, I mess up too. Like, I'm human.
Hey, players mess up all the time.
So, anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Ebon, just give them your website info.
www.eburners.webs.com. Or Google Eburnus, Eburnus.
Yeah, why
Burners
not?
12 on YouTube. Check out my, I got like 28 Jones on there. And more probably tomorrow. So, like, just check us out. More things, more big things coming. Album drop January. Welcome to my world. Get ready.
Exactly, exactly. We got to get you it's my URL, too.
I know, I'm ready to do
that.
They're
going to kill me if I don't get everybody.
I'm ready to do that. I need that.
Okay.
I could just say go there. I ain't even got to waste no breath.
Easier.
I can use that recording.
It's easier, yeah, definitely. We're going to head up this caller here, 5249, Air It Out Radio.
Yeah, yeah, I ain't got a one to no more.
What'd you say?
I said, you ain't got a one to no more. Yeah, I know.
I can't hear you.
Sound
like an echo.
You ain't got a one to no more.
Here
I go.
Who is
that? Nightcrawler.
The Lyrical Menace in the Flesh.
My man.
Wow. You said you was missed. You see how you was missed.
I had to catch the accent. Hold on, hold on.
I was like, who the hell is that?
You heard that would be
you know
me.
What? You called from a different number.
Hey. I'm just saying that I'm
the
Lyrical Menace, therefore I'm going to be infamous. You heard me?
He international.
Already, I thought you knew.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Yeah, I see
right you on the
nice
Twitter.
Caller.
I see you on the Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the deal?
What's going on with you, man? We missed you last week.
Man, you know, I be doing my thug thistle, getting my work on. Big ups to you, Eburner. I see you the new man holding down the fort.
Man, I'm trying, man. I'm helping out where I can, man. You know, man. If she need help, I give it, man. Look.
Exactly. You heard the intro.
She support me, I'ma support her, so. That's
always,
man.
That's how we do it.
Yeah, I had to miss y'all last week there, man. I was out of town in the area with my phone. Got no damn reception. Hey, man, fuck Sprint. You heard me? I'm
going
to
put a
phone turn that shit in. That shit is garbage, you heard me?
AT&T, baby.
Hey, I'm thinking about changing to something, damn it, but I know fuck Sprint, you heard me?
Yeah. And Nextel, and what's the other one?
Well, Nextel is Sprint, so I mean, you do the man to figure that one out.
Wait a minute, is it AT&T when, I mean, AT&T pretty good, get good reception. I thought they
Yeah, they get damn good
AT&T,
reception.
I think
they get good reception,
got the best service.
Yeah, they got the best service only when it comes time for actual talking. When it comes time for actual internet service, AT&T got that on LT, you heard me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't even go online with my phone like that. So, what's going on with you?
You know, man, still doing same old, still, you know, putting this music together, just got a phone call while I was at work, Label's actually trying to snatch your boy up, so I'm waiting to hear the offer on that. And then, you know, we're going to go ahead and release that info to everybody, let them know what's going down.
Really? We can't get the name of it or no?
I ain't telling nothing at this present time. There you go. Just know somebody looking to get your boy. And once they decide how much they offer, what they offer, what we going to do with the situation, once I sign on that dotted line, then you'll know what it is.
We get the exclusive?
Yeah, you got to give us the exclusive.
We get the exclusive?
Oh, well, like I said, man, hey, my people is in the woodworks right now, so all I'm doing is sitting back just waiting to see what they coming at me with, and then, like I said, after that, everybody going to get the exclusive, but I'm going to drop it to y'all first.
Okay. That's what's up, too.
Already.
Already. So we gonna hit you with a topic.
How do you know when your relationship is over?
Done,
well, let's put it like this. When you're shorty coming in the house starting shit with your ass every day, damn it, it's over. For some of y'all motherfuckers who can't read between the lines, if she come home and she start bullshit with you for March next, minor little shit, damn it, it's over. Get the picture, get the point. She don't want your ass. She wants you to get the fuck out. You taking up her time, her space, and her crib. Once again, going back to the very second conversation we didn't had about females and niggas living in females' houses. If you're living in her shit and she comes home to start shit with you because she's been working hard and you've been sitting on your ass, nigga, it's over.
It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's a damn wrap.
That's what that is. I mean, shit, come on now. Female gonna make it. No. Some of y'all niggas is dumb as hell and don't want to listen. You know what I mean? Y'all don't want to hear this shit. Y'all's too busy trying to hold on like you're in Vogue. Nigga, let go.
You said like in Vogue. Oh, shit.
Hey, man, shit. That shit, niggas be trying that shit. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't gonna sit up here in front. Some of y'all ladies do that shit, too.
Yeah.
Some of y'all ladies be all up in the nigga shit, too. You know when it's over. If you notice that the nigga got 50 million numbers running around here on the phone talking to a broad in your face, damn it, it's over. Okay, he's just keeping you around for whatever reason he feels like he want to keep you around.
And
if he ain't blunt with it, he's letting your ass know. Get the picture, get the point, get the fuck on.
Get the picture, get the point, get the fuck on.
Damn.
There you go.
Damn.
There ain't nothing else to be said about that shit.
Damn.
Shit.
My car be kicking some real shit. He'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Wow.
What I'm going to give a fuck for?
I know that's right.
I mean, the way I look at it like this is a true to life world. I mean, come on. Everybody grown. Even kids is grown nowadays. So you look at it up for and take this shit for what it is. I mean, it doesn't take a mathematical genius to figure out that bullshit, okay? There's too much of it going around. If your ass don't feel like you can get another motherfucker, seek your ass some psychology or some fucking help from some damn body. I don't give a fuck. But bottom line, you know when it's over with. Get your ass moving. Bottom line, done.
See that bottom line, done. You're so crazy. So, you were supposed to send me some more music, and I know we got this other song in here. I gotta find it.
Which one you got? That depends on which one you got.
It was only one.
What is it?
Shit, I'm looking for that shit right now. Hold on. But, yeah, I thought she was going to send me some more stuff in there. But let everybody know your website info and all that while I'm doing this.
We still working on the damn my own personal URL. We going through some complications at this present time. Shit's getting fucked up. It ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing. So y'all still gonna have to hit your boy up on his Gmail account, which is Nightcrawler. Let me spell that again for some of y'all slow motherfuckers. Okay, that is NITEKWRALAH. Get that particular part straight. It is not spelled the regular Nightcrawler. Okay? It's got a K and a W in there. Again, that's NITEKWRALAH. I want to hear everybody's opinion. I don't give a damn if you like me or if you don't like me. Bottom line, if you got something to say, I want to hear it. I mean, I just want to hear point blank period. You like my music or you don't like my music? You like me as a person or you don't like me as a person? Frankly, really don't give a damn if you don't like me. Mm-hmm. But if you don't care, that just gives me something to talk about. Bottom line.
You are so stupid.
So what?
Oh, yeah. I'm sitting up here looking for your. I do not know where it's at. I have no idea. I know she sent it because I had played it before.
That's all right, though. See, you know what I'm saying?
I always come prepared
like a Boy Scout. I give you, know what I'm saying, a hot 16.
Oh, shit. Okay, maybe you can find it real quick.
See, we're going to do this like this. I'm so sick when I spit. Line for line, I'm worse than HIV and swine flu combined. My rhymes were underrated, so I had to wax on. You want the best, this is it, like Michael Jackson. It's been a long time coming, let the truth be told. It's a lyrical warfare, watch the drama unfold. I was told by silly critics that it couldn't be done. But now the same silly bitches sitting looking like, check my resume, nigga, my line is purebred. When them gates start to open, I'm running like thoroughbred. Book 'em, I'm going fed, strip them like cross threads. VA's my birthplace, but Texas my homestead. They said I couldn't cut it, my rhymes were confrontational, but mainly by them bitches who suck, so they gon' hate on them. I know these niggas want me to stop, but I'll keep blazing them. A picture lasts longer, my niggas, so get a frame for them. Stop. Stand still and take notes. I'm the hottest nigga out here and the hottest you can quote. Yeah, I'm out for money, stay broke. The lyrical man is what you think the name's for, nigga.
Okay, okay. E-Burners, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what's up. And I found it, too. I found it.
What you got?
It was meant to be. Exactly.
What you got?
I got out of my life.
Oh, that was the one you played the other week. I mean, shit, you blaze that shit again, man.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, hell, you already know what that is. I mean, basically, if you heard that shit the first time, then you already know how your boys basically come up. But check this. I got more styles than just one. Everything is not always about blasting a nigga. Mm-hmm. Trust me. I got some for your ladies. I got some for your thug hoppers. I got some for my thugs on the streets. And I got something about that hardcore grinding, which every last one of us should know, because all of us do it on a daily basis.
Right.
You feel me? So I do got multiple different styles that I come with, so I'm not just one-sided. I'm versatile, baby. Trust that.
There you go. As you should be.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump into that. Out of my life.
All right.
Nightcrawler.
Okay.
Bring it out.
Nightcrawler.
Living, you
rough living your heels and broke toes. Push it back and turn it on. I talk about Tina. Use a fish out of water. I drain your marina. Remember the Beamer, Cadillac, Benz? I push them things. You used to roll them hard, but all were in my name. You leave with what you came, and I don't care if you're mad. There's a throw up on the corner. You can call you a cab. You can hitchhike or walk. Yo, I really don't care. And I hope you got some money, cause I'm not paying the fare. If it's harsh, you're damn right. I'm still trying to be nice, cause the only thing I want is you out of my life. So you can show me some damn magic and bitch, just disappear. Your clothes is at the door. Get the hell out of here, ho. Nah, don't even go in that closet over there. Everything you came with is in that box by that front door. Get your shit and get on, bitch. Now it's gotten to the point that I don't wanna come home. Cause I done gave you everything, like trips across the planet. Now it seems to me you took all that for granted. You were the one I chose to hold that top space. But now it makes me sick just to look at your face. I will thank you though for this song you did inspire. But I would've pissed on you if your ass ain't caught fire. Sight for sore eyes, try eyes, you may go sore. If you give a hoe a little, she'll be crying for more. Show her the door, what the hell are you still here for? And you can keep your damn key. I take the lock to the door, bitch.
Radio is that chick fire.
Your boy E Burness. Burness.
Love the energy. Love the energy.
Uh huh. No doubt, no doubt.
E Burness, we're about
to
get up out of
here.
You know
I don't sleep.
I know.
127. One show wrapped up.
Exactly. At all.
Good show.
Yes, definitely. We had some technical difficulties, but you know, we made it through. So we're going to be on every Monday, 10 to 1, same as usual, ladies and gentlemen. So definitely hit us up and check out the website, air.radio. I'm doing some new things to it. E. Burner's got his own page looking all cute and shit. So, you know.
Oh, man, look.
Looking all cute and shit. So, you know,
well,
polishing them
up. I
try,
man. I got to make songs for the ladies, man. Y'all body shit, man. I got to make everything for y'all.
Exactly.
I'm
going
to start wearing suits and everything, boy. It's about to get crazy.
Uh-oh, okay. Well, we gonna. I'm going to play one of your songs up out of here. So,
all right, you go throw something on, whatever you
want. I
don't
know which one we going to play. Go ahead and let me know.
So, yeah, don't you got a banger? Throw Unforgettable one. Throw Unforgettable since we talking about relationships.
Unforgettable. Oh, shit. If I can find it. Oh, my gosh.
Unforgettable Burners, I think that's what it says.
Oh, man.
It should be with the new stuff.
That's all I see here. Anyway, okay. No.
You got it?
Throw on something because we got to get up out of here. But anyway, definitely love you. Thank you for coming through and all that good stuff. Air Out Radio is that chick fire.
Burners, let's go. There it is. Whack is up. All these niggas rap my guns, the Dame busted. Yep, they crack me up.